morning indicates that the alert state within the security services and the briefings they're receiving are such that there is a clear and present danger of bomb attacks on the underground.
The London Transit bombings have caused some concern in the U.S. New Jersey Transit Police are the latest to announce they will begin random inspections of bags and packages on their mass transit systems. That will get underway Monday. New York police have also said they will do the same thing. An explosion rocked a section of Beirut only hours after U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice paid a visit to Lebanon. There were no injuries, but no deaths reported either. There were some injuries. CNN Radio's Andrea Koppel on the Secretary's last-minute visit to Beirut.
U.S. officials tell reporters traveling with Secretary Rice that the reason that she only made the decision really in the wee hours of the morning to go to Beirut is that after weeks of horse trading, Lebanon's new government was finally formed this week.
This is CNN Radio News.
As a realtor, Linda Norton from Colorado sells houses for a living, but providing affordable housing is what she really loves.
I just really appreciate that she had the vision and the courage to make this a reality.
Thanks to Linda's efforts, over 50 senior citizens have a new affordable place to call home.
The code of ethics for me is the center of being a realtor. It's what makes sure that we're doing the best we can for the people that we serve.
Across the country, realtors are making their communities a better place to live. We're realtors. Real estate is our life.
A bewitching summer at Days Inn and get $250 in discount coupons every time you stay. Book your stay at daysinn.com and enter the Stay a Spell sweepstakes. You could win 1 million trip rewards points or $100 in free gasoline, like magic.
Why don't you keep on the sunny side of the
Days Inn, the best value under the sun. See Bewitched in theaters this summer. No purchase necessary. Legal residents 18 or older, ends 9/15. Subject to rules at daysinn.com.
The National Hockey League returns to the ice in October, ending a lockout that was canceled last season. Gary Baumgarten reports.
The NHL shield has been modified slightly, but more importantly, the goal is being moved back. The center line is being eliminated to allow for longer passes, and tie games will be a thing of the past.
We will return with a new method of deciding every regular season game that is tied through overtime. Thanks to the implementation of a shootout, every game will have a winner.
And there's a salary cap, which NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman says evens the ice for all the teams. He says all 30 clubs will be in action on opening night, October the 5th. Gary Baumgarten, CNN Radio, New York.
A wildfire jumped a highway Friday in Arizona after already burning 65,000 acres in the central part of the state. A small number of homes had to be evacuated. On another side of the blaze, there are 350 homes that remain evacuated. This is CNN Radio News. The man convicted of kidnapping, sexually assaulting, and murdering 5-year-old Samantha Runyon 3 years ago gets death. Jim Roop has details.
30-year-old Alejandro Avila will die by lethal injection for the crimes for which he's convicted, perpetrated against the little girl. Samantha's mother, Erin, would rather, she says, that Avila rot in prison at his execution. This whole thing, she says, will be dredged up again. She tearfully addresses Avila in open court, saying she hopes he'll make some use of his weight on death row.
Now you have a lot of time to think about it. Don't waste it. Write it down so that the rest of us can figure out how to stop you people.
Runyon says she'll be taking family portraits with her family today, but her daughter won't be there, saying she'll always be missing. Jim Roop, CNN Radio, Santa Ana, California.
Lance Armstrong has the Tour de France locked up, barring any unforeseen problem. The event ends Sunday, and Armstrong is leading by 2 minutes and 46 seconds. It would be his 7th consecutive win. I'm Lee Guerin. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Laura Flanders.
Is delay and denial the national pastime? Does the buck ever stop and when? John Boniface says it's time to impeach George W. Eve Ensler says it's time to shut Guantanamo. Plus actress, poet Sarah Jones, film director Alice Wu, and author Annie Sprinkle answers your questions about sex. That's all on the Laura Flanders Show this weekend on Air America Radio.
Laura Flanders, Saturday and Sunday nights at 6 on the Mic 92.1.
Hey, Dad.
What?
I can't get the ketchup bottle open.
Here, let me try. Here you go.
Thanks.
You don't have to be a hero to be a hero. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Correct, but never right. It's time for Mike Malloy to step up to the mic on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
I got a good feeling, and I don't feel no pain at all. Right in my day.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. It is Friday night, about 7 past the hour. If you go to C-SPAN right now, they are rebroadcasting the testimony today from the in front of the joint panel of Democratic senators and representatives, an inquiry put together into the aspects of the outing of Valerie Plame and the dissing of Joe Wilson. That's the tip of the iceberg. It's much more than that, of course. And giving testimony today was a whole roster of former CIA agents and VIPs. And we will have extensive sound for you from that hearing today. What was interesting about it to me, aside from the realization, I think it finally hit me today, just what the Bush administration has done. I mean, we talk about it here every night. But it just seems like outrage after outrage after outrage, and you get outrage fatigue, I guess. Is that possible? Where every single night when we come in here, with a few exceptions, it's impossible to try to put together into a mental frame what we're going to talk about that night. It's just outrage after outrage. I'm not a screamer. I'm not an hysteric. Not until the past couple of years. I always had fun in talk radio. Could get funky and funny, and 90% of it was politics, but the other 10% would be other topics, and it used to be fun. I can't ever remember a time when item after item, story after story, day after day, it's just one outrage after another. And what really is outrageous is the way the Bush crime family simply ignores the outrage from normal Americans like me. They just ignore it and continue. They control all three branches of government, so and most of the press, so there's no need to pause and say, who's that screaming over there? Oh, we got some protesters? Oh, okay. There's nothing. There's just no response whatsoever. But today, I think today, in watching some of the hearings on C-SPAN, for Christ's sake, 3. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? C-SPAN 3? Now, I didn't watch network news tonight. But as far as I'm going to guess, I don't know. But I would guess that the three networks did not give this hearing today any coverage. I have not seen any news today. I simply watched this on C-SPAN 3 and then spent some time with my daughter and on her birthday, my one-year-old daughter and my 39-year-old daughter came up from Tampa with her son, my grandson, and Kathy and I. We spent some time today. So I haven't watched any news, but I would imagine that CNN, MSNBC, Fox, probably no one gave any coverage to what occurred today. It was just astonishing to listen to these former CIA agents, some of whom declared themselves to be staunch Republicans, ashamed of what representatives of their party have done, much less the President of the United States and his operatives. But today, I think it came crashing down on me. And late this afternoon, I listened to some of Randy Rhodes' program. And I was just, I felt like sitting down. I was in the basement. Okay, I was in the basement ironing. Because Kathy is, we're going to have a party for Molly tomorrow. We're going to have some adult friends over. And just a little party. So Kathy was doing some of the cooking the birthday cake from scratch. Can you believe that? And she was upstairs doing some cooking. Molly was asleep. And I was in the basement ironing, listening to Randy. I got a little radio in the basement in the laundry room where we do our ironing. Jesus, what am I talking about? Well, it is Friday. So I'm listening to Randy. I'm listening to Randy's program. I'm listening to the sound bites that she's got on the program. I'm listening to what she says. And I all of a sudden, it really, really hit me. For some reason, it didn't hit me quite as hard watching it on C-SPAN 3. But listening to a colleague in the radio biz, someone who I respect deeply, Randy Rhodes, listening to her take, her outrage, and the sound bites that she played, and I stopped ironing, and we have an office, a little office in the basement off the laundry room. I stopped ironing, turned up the sound, went over to a little office, and just sat there. Just sat there. And continued to listen to the Randy Rhodes program. And I have to tell you, my masculinity is extremely intact. I have no problems with saying I sat there and cried, just absolutely. But it was rage crying. You know the difference. You know the difference between sad crying and rage crying, where you really feel like you want to smash something, or in extremes, kill something. Come on. I'm sure you felt it. What defines us as being rational and sane is we can have those thoughts, we can have those feelings and not act on them. But watching what I watched on television this morning, listening to Randy Rhodes this afternoon, I just had one of those epiphanous moments where it finally, the entire scope of what these sons of bitches have done to my country, my culture, my society, hit me. And now I don't know what to do, because in a rational, logical, ethical society, this regime would be removed from office one way or another after what they have done. But to realize that not a single Republican showed up for this rump hearing today. They had no subpoena power. They had no power to do anything. These were everybody who showed up, excuse me, for that joint hearing put together by Democrat senators and representatives. Everybody there was there voluntarily. There's no oath taking. Did you notice that? Nobody was sworn in because nobody's there under a power subpoena. It's trying to get out to the American public, try to work through what Bush calls the filter. The truth, the awful, horrific truth of what has happened to your country and my country in the past 5 years. It's just, it was just incredible. And I sat there, and I have to tell you, I just sat there and wept. And tonight what we're going to do, before we get into that hearing today, I have to touch on another subject. The House, was it today? The House passed the USA Patriot Act, renewed it. All those provisions that we were promised had sunset clauses. Oh, this was just yesterday. Yesterday they did it. But it was all over in the New York Times and the news today. The House voted yesterday to extend permanently. Permanently! Calm down, Mike. Virtually all the major provisions of the USA Patriot Act, after they beat back efforts by Democrats and some Republicans to try to restrict the Bush crime family's powers that are being enhanced and extended forever by the USA Patriot Act. It was approved 257 to 171, and it will make permanent, for Christ's sake, America, listen to this, permanent. Do you understand the word permanent? 14 of the 16 provisions in this hideous fascist law that were set to expire at the end of this year. And the remaining two provisions will have to be reconsidered by Congress in 10 years. It's unbelievable. Oh, and by the way, this just came to my attention. 36 people dead and 150 hurt Seven explosions, including at least four car bombs, struck the Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt, hitting several hotels packed with foreign and Egyptian tourists, killing at least 36 people. I'm not sure what to do anymore, are you?
To the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You've heard the facts, now spread the word. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
You know those swoopy supercars you always see on magazine covers? Ever met anybody who actually owns one? Of course not. Like most, you probably drive something a lot less exotic. But with the right care, it can be the best car in the world. That's why we created new Mobil 1 Extended Performance Oil. With extra cleaning agents and 50% more Super Sand, it maximizes performance and protects critical engine parts for 15,000 miles, guaranteed. Mobil 1 Extended Performance. The oil that's changing oil.
Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight. So fight back with Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Maximum strength medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray. For victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Victory over defeat.
I'm Angie Coiro. This week on Mother Jones Radio, money, business, and Supreme Court nominee John Roberts. Does he fit the neocon profile of business first, people last? And how business took over Texas law so blatantly it made a consumer activist out of a lifelong Republican. Jordan Fogel traded in her life as a cookie-baking grandma for in-your-face street protest.
Mother Jones Radio, Sunday at noon on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1 and the Mike92.1.com.
We actually have Future Mark on line one.
Oh, Future Mark, that guy's great. Put him through.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Just checking in, man. I told you Cincinnati would be good. I'm sorry I didn't tell you about the flu you were going to get.
Yeah, thanks, man. When does this go away?
Friday, I promise.
Hey, what's that noise, man?
Oh, I'm sorry. The news is on.
Well, can't you just turn it off? We're kind of having a conversation here.
Actually, no, I can't. The news is always on now, or should I say info blasts are always on. All the media outlets now have these info cannons, and they fire nanorobot swarms of data in the air, and you just kind of breathe them.
Wait. Whoa. Let me see if I get this right. So robots fly into your mouth with the news?
Yeah, mouth, nose, ear canal, sometimes the other orifice, which is strangely pleasant sometimes.
Well, isn't that annoying?
Isn't what annoying?
Getting the news that way.
Is that what we've been talking about? I'm sorry, man, my attention span's taken a real beating since this technology came out in 2030, and that's what caused the, sorry, man. I forgot what we were talking about again. Ow! Hey, what? Hey! I just got stung by a story on a runaway bride.
So they sting you too, the nanobots?
No, they're different types. The earlier news carriers were actual insects.
Oh.
I just got stung by an info bee. Fox created those. There were ticks, mosquitoes. What were we talking about?
News, man, news. So what kind of news do you get in 2050?
Well, there are about 250,000 news outlets, most of them in hailables. You know, crime blotters, sports, weather, porn. But now they're all mixed together. Actually, as we speak, I'm inhaling the New York Times Financial Lesbian Action Report.
Oh.
It really holds your attention for the 3 seconds it's on. I got to invest in that Dolphin Sports League.
All right, so I guess there's a Dolphin Sports League now.
Oh, yeah, Dolphin Sports Porn, Monkey Sports Porn, Giraffe Ball Porn. Oh. Hold on, man. There's a Michael Jackson Bolton that comes in every 3 minutes. Busted again?
He's still around?
Yeah, but he's fondling clones now. So now we're in this, like, gray zone as far as the ethical thing goes. I mean, we all use the pleasure clones. It's no secret. Really, how old is any clone? A couple weeks old, maybe.
Well, that's kind of creeping me out, buddy.
Mark, hey, how's it going, man?
What?
There's something I was going to tell you. I sent myself a brain mail. Hold on. Tell Mark to start carrying hand sanitizer. Lots of it.
Why?
You know, it wouldn't be fair to tell you why, because I know how you are, but I guess it wouldn't be fair of me not to tell you.
Yeah, that does worry me. How much hand sanitizer?
Well, if they've got it in a drum, buy that. I gotta go. Judy Woodruff Gone Wild is on.
Really?
Shake it, Judy. Yeah!
In the morning, get a little randy on the way home. Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1. Streaming at themike921.com.
I expect every member of this administration to stay well within the boundaries that define legal and ethical conduct. This means avoiding even the appearance of problems.
It's bad, you know.
21 past the hour. The House voted yesterday, 257 to 171, to make permanent, 14 of the 16 provisions in the USA Patriot Act that were set to expire at the end of this year. There's a bill in the Senate, a competing bill in the Senate that passed last month by the Intelligence Committee there, that will extend even further the government's powers by allowing the FBI to demand records in investigations without a judge's order, and to have sole discretion in monitoring the mail of what they will call terrorism suspects. The definitions of the USA Patriot Act mean that you and I are could be classified as terrorists because we talk about the corruption and criminal activity, or I talk about it, well, some of you call into, of the Bush crime family every night. These could be considered acts of terror. Now, there, I didn't see it. I didn't watch it on C-SPAN yesterday, but apparently there was some what the New York Times calls spirited debate. Spirited? On Thursday, Representative James Sensenbrenner, the Wisconsin Republican who leads the Judiciary Committee, said that critics of the USA Patriot Act were guilty of what he calls false and irresponsible accusations in attacking the USA Patriot Act for its effect on civil liberties. In other words, Sensenbrenner says, oh, you know, it's just a lie. There's no attack on civil liberties here. Really? Well, let's take a look. Huh? Someone sent to me the 10 key dangers of the Patriot Act that every American should know. Number one, the government can conduct sneak and peek searches in which agents enter your home or business or search your belongings without informing you until long after. Mr. Sensenbrenner, you're a lying son of a bitch. Number two, government agents can force libraries and bookstores to hand over the titles of books that you purchased or borrowed and can demand the identity of anyone who has purchased or borrowed certain books. The government can also prosecute libraries and bookstores for informing you that the search occurred or even for informing you that an inquiry was made. According to the ACLU, searches could extend to doctors' offices, banks, and other institutions which, like libraries, were previously off-limits under the law. The president of the American Booksellers Group adds the refusal of the Justice Department to tell Congress how many times it has used its powers is even more unsettling because it naturally leads to the suspicion that it is using them a lot. Mr. Sensenbrenner, you're a lying son of a bitch. Number three, federal agents are authorized to use hidden devices to trace the telephone calls or emails of people who are not even suspected of a crime. The FBI is also permitted to use its so-called magic lantern technology to monitor everything you do on your computer, recording not just the websites you visit, but every single keystroke as well. Mr. Sensenbrenner, you're a lying son of a bitch. Number four, government agents are permitted to arrest and detain individuals suspected of terrorist activities and to hold them indefinitely without charge and without an attorney. Sensenbrenner, you're a lying son of a bitch. Number five. Federal agents are permitted to conduct full investigations of American citizens and permanent legal residents simply because they have participated in activities previously protected by the First Amendment, such as writing a letter to the editor or attending a peaceful rally. Kathy, you and I are really in deep trouble. James Sensenbrenner, you're a lying son of a bitch. Number six, law enforcement agents are permitted to listen in on discussions between prisoners and their attorneys, thus denying them their constitutional right to confidential legal counsel. James Sensenbrenner, you're a lying son of a bitch. Number seven, terrorism suspects may be tried in secret military tribunals where defendants have no right to a public trial, no right to trial by jury, no right to confront the evidence, no right to appeal to an independent court. In short, the United States Constitution does not apply. James Sensenbrenner, you are a lying son of a bitch! Number eight, the CIA has granted authority to spy on American citizens, a power that has previously been denied to this international espionage organization. Number nine, in addition to the Patriot Act, the Bush administration has given us Operation TIPS, a government program that encourages citizens to spy on each other and to report their neighbors' activities to the authorities. It's exactly the kind of thing for which we used to fault East Germany and the Soviet Union, and for which we currently fault Red China and North Korea. Number 10. I'll wait on number 10. James Sensenbrenner, the Wisconsin Republican who leads the Senate House Judiciary Committee, said critics of the U.S. Patriot Act were guilty of false and irresponsible accusations in attacking the act for its effect on civil liberties. In other words, Sensenbrenner said, there's no attack on civil liberties here, and if you say so, you're being irresponsible. James Sensenbrenner, you're a lying son of a bitch.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Start your day off on the left side of your radio dial with Morning Sedition, only on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike, 92.1.
Green Light on the Environment, brought to you by Cliff Bar. I'm Rachel Maddow. Air conditioners use up to one-sixth of all electricity consumed in this country. They're expensive, they contribute to carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. According to the folks at EarthEasy.com, planting as few as 3 trees on the south and west sides of your home can reduce your energy bill by hundreds of dollars every year. EarthEasy estimates that with the right landscaping and indoor shading, you can save 40% of the cost of cooling your home.
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that's certified organic? It's called Cliff Bar, with the rock climber on the package. Cliff Bar is made with whole grains and real fruit and contains no trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Cliff Bar, the company, is part of a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit cliffbar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
You know those swoopy Italian supercars you always see in the movies? Or those hyper-expensive Autobahn burners that are always on car magazine covers? Have you ever met anybody who actually owns one? Of course not. Most people drive something a lot less exotic. But the funny thing about cars is, it doesn't matter what you drive. If you take care of it, it can be the best car in the world. So even if you don't drive a high-performance car, you should be buying a high-performance oil. Like new Mobil 1 Extended Performance. It's a new kind of lubricant with extra cleaning agents and 50% more Supersend. Mobil 1 Extended Performance really does extend performance and provides powerful protection of critical engine parts for an incredible 15,000 miles guaranteed. Okay, so maybe you aren't driving the world's most expensive car, but we'll guarantee you that for the next 15,000 miles, it might just be one of the world's best protected. Mobil 1 Extended Performance, the oil that's changing oil.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
I was scouring conservative websites for reaction on John G. Roberts' nomination to the Supreme Court when I came across a terrifying investigation into our homeland insecurity that makes the recent London bombings look like a stroll in Trafalgar Square. Al-Qaeda has implemented a plan to kill 4 million Americans in a single day. The plot is called American Hiroshima and involves a series of simultaneous nuclear bomb blasts in our major population centers. While our intelligence agencies investigate library records of Americans, former FBI consultant Paul L. Williams has found that Al-Qaeda has obtained between a dozen and 70 fully assembled nuclear weapons with the unlimited cash provided by the booming heroin trade in Afghanistan. Citing military sources, WorldNet Daily reports that at least half of these weapons were bought from Chechen separatists. Al-Qaeda paid Spetsnaz former Russian special forces to help locate loose nukes. Some of these weapons are already inside the U.S., smuggled across the Mexican border with the help of the MS-13 street gang. The goal is not just to kill millions of Americans, but also destroy our economy and end the United States as we now know it. Harvard University's founding dean of the Kennedy School of Government and former senior Pentagon official Graham Allison confirms the reports of the American Hiroshima plan and adds that on October 11, 2001, Bush was informed by the CIA that Al-Qaeda had already smuggled a 10-kiloton nuclear bomb stolen from the former Soviet Union into New York City. ABC News has twice been able to smuggle nuclear material similar to weapons grade into U.S. borders. The new half-billion-dollar program to install drive-through nuclear detection machines doesn't detect enriched uranium, but it can detect kitty litter. A recently released report from a Democratic Party National Security Advisory Panel called nuclear detonations in U.S. cities the gravest threat facing Americans today and concluded that the Bush administration is taking insufficient actions to counter this threat. This fear crosses party lines. Republican Representative Tom Tancredo has requested a briefing from the Justice Department on any information pertaining to the American Hiroshima plot. If we had used our resources to find WMD in the U.S. instead of Iraq, I wouldn't feel so vulnerable. How safe do you feel? I'm Lee Rayburn and I'm on the mic, 92.1.
This is Steve Earle, and I make up songs and stories and plays, and every Sunday night I have my friends over to play music on Air America Radio. This week my guest is actor, writer, activist Tim Robbins.
The revolution starts now, Sunday night at 9 on the Mike 92.1.
The revolution starts now.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right. On August 16, the INS arrested Zacharias Moussaoui, a flight school student who seemed to have little interest in learning to take off or land a plane. The arresting agent wrote that Moussaoui seemed like, quote, the type of person who could fly something into the World Trade Center. Trying to pique the interest of FBI headquarters in Washington, a Minneapolis FBI agent wrote that a 747 loaded with fuel could be used as a weapon. If this information had been shared and analyzed, for example, by a newly founded Homeland Security agency, it might have sparked memories of the Clinton-thwarted 1996 Al-Qaeda plot to hijack an American commercial plane and crash it into CIA headquarters. On August 26, still on the ranch, Bush discussed with reporters the difference between his two dogs. Spot's a good runner. You know, Barney, terriers are bred to go into holes and pull out varmint. And Spotty chases birds. Spotty's a great water dog. I'll go fly fishing this afternoon on my lake. And you know something? He did just that. Among those left to swelter in the D.C. heat that August was one Thomas J. Pickard. No fly fishing for him.
You're on the mic.
My favorite show is the Al Franken Show.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Until attitudes change about freedom in America, we've got to protect our homeland in a new way.
Writing's on the wall. 26 before the hour, the death toll now on that resort bombing in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, is now at 49 people dead, 136 wounded. The casualties so far include people from Britain, the Netherlands, Qatar, Kuwait, and Egypt. That's also a popular resort with Israelis and Americans. According to police sources, there were up to 7 almost simultaneous blasts, and they occurred at about 1 a.m. local time, I believe. Wow. Number 10, the 10 key dangers of the Patriot Act that every American should know. We read the first nine. Here's the tenth one. And the reason for reading those is because Representative James Sensenbrenner, Jr., the Wisconsin Republican who leads the House Judiciary Committee, said critics of the USA Patriot Act were guilty of what he calls false and irresponsible accusations in attacking the Patriot Act for its effect on civil liberties. And my answer is simply, you're lying, son of a bitch, Sensenbrenner. Here's number 10. In the wake of Operation TIPS, that's the government program that encourages people to spy on each other, comes something even worse, and you're all aware of this. We talked about this some time ago. Total Information Awareness. TIA is a program of the Defense Department that, when fully operational, will link commercial and government databases so that the Department of Defense can immediately put its finger on any piece of information about you that it wants. New York Times columnist and right-wing flack William Sapphire wrote, quote, every purchase you make with a credit card, every magazine subscription you buy, every medical prescription you fill, every website you visit, an email you send or receive, every academic grade you receive, every bank deposit you make, every trip you book, and every event you attend, all these transactions and communications we'll go into what the Defense Department describes as a virtual, centralized, grand database. End quote. Now, who did Bush appoint to head the Total Information Awareness? Who gets to be Big Brother himself? John Poindexter, the guy convicted on 5 counts of lying to Congress, destroying official documents, obstructing congressional inquiries into the Iran-Contra affair, the one that Pappy Bush pardoned. Wasn't Poindexter given a pardon? Or was his conviction overturned because the testimony he gave was protected testimony? Now, I know what you're thinking. Well, Mike, but the TIA, the Total Information Awareness Program, was trash because too many people complained about it. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, it doesn't exist. Neither does the TIPS program. Yes, they do. And James Sensenbrenner says all of this does not constitute grounds for a fair attack on how this act will not just impugn but destroy civil liberties in this country. Well, I disagree. Now, the last thing I want to do here before we go to your to the sound that we have for you of what happened today in this Democratic hearing. Last thing here, a quick comparison between the Patriot Act, that's us, and the German Enabling Act, the decrees in 1933, that was Hitler's. On March 23rd, 1933, the newly elected members of the Reichstag met in the Kroll Opera House in Berlin to consider passing Hitler's Enabling Act. It was officially called the Law for Removing the Distress of the People and the Reich. Opponents to the bill argued that if it was passed, it would end democracy in Germany and establish a legal dictatorship of Adolf Hitler. To soften resistance to the passing of the Enabling Act, the Nazis secretly caused confusion in order to create an atmosphere in which the law seemed necessary to restore order. Now, a lot of this is going to sound very familiar to you. On February 27, 1933, Nazis burned the Reichstag building in a seat of the German government, causing frenzy and outrage. They successfully blamed the fire on the communists and claimed it marked the beginning of a widespread terrorism and unrest threatening the safety of the German homeland. On the day of the vote, Nazi stormtroopers gathered around the opera house chanting, "Full powers or else. We want the bill or fire and murder." The Nazis used the opportunity to arrest 4,000 communists. Not only did the Nazis use the incident, the Reichstag fire, as a propaganda against communists, they also arrested an additional 40,000 members of the opposition. Consequently, the Nazis had achieved their objective by eliminating democracy and ensuring their majority in the parliament. After the fire on February 28, 1933, President Hindenburg and Hitler invoked Article 48 of the Weimar Constitution, which permitted the suspension of civil liberties during national emergencies. Some examples of this decree of the Reich President for the protection of the people and state abrogated the following constitutional protections. Here's what we're removed. Freedom of the press, free expression of opinion, individual property rights, the right of assembly, the right of association, the right to privacy, the right to security in postal and electronic communications, states' rights of self-government, and protection against unlawful searches and seizures. And some of you wonder why I call these bastards a crime family and why I refer to them as neo-Nazis. You can't be serious. Before the vote, Hitler made a speech to the Reichstag in which he pledged to use restraint. Oh, we just need this temporarily because we're in a war against terror. He also promised to end unemployment and to promote multilateral peace with France, Great Britain, and the Soviet Union. And in order to accomplish all this, Hitler said he first needed this enabling act, since the act would alter the German Constitution. A two-thirds majority was necessary. Hitler needed 31 non-Nazi votes to pass it, and the Center Party provided those votes after Hitler made false promises to them. The German Democratic Party had finally been eliminated, and Hitler's dream for Nazi command became closer to reality. And the last sentence, by August 1934, Hitler became commander-in-chief of the armed forces. This was in addition to being president and Führer of the German Reich, to whom every individual in the armed forces pledged unconditional obedience. The Reichstag was no longer a place for debate, but rather a cheering squad in favor of whatever Hitler might say. Now, I don't need to sit here and say, well, does that sound familiar, truth seekers? And then this. History teaches us that it's shockingly easy to separate reasonable and intelligent people from their rights. A legally elected leader and party can easily manipulate national events to whip up fear, crucify scapegoats, gag dissenters, and convince the masses that their liberties must be suspended, temporarily of course, in the name of restoring order. Consider the following two statements and see if you can identify the authors. Here's the first one. The people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That's easy. All you have to do is tell them they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same way in any country. Here's the second one. To those who scare peace-loving people with phantoms of lost liberty, my message is this. Your tactics only aid terrorists, for they erode our national unity and diminish our resolve. Yeah, you're way ahead of me. The first statement is a quote from Hermann Göring, explaining at his war crimes trial how easily he and his fellow Nazis hijacked Germany's democratic government. And the second statement is a quote from Bush's then right-hand man, John Ashcroft, defending the Patriot Act and explaining why dissent will no longer be tolerated. If that doesn't send chills down your spine, truth seeker, nothing will. Now, when you add to that the freshly minted National Security Service, or as some people are calling it, NSS, the new SS, the American Gestapo, the National Security Service, as we talked about on this program, will operate under the authority of the former ambassador to Iraq, the guy who was sent over there to establish the death squads, John Negroponte, and whose involvement in overseeing the death squads in Nicaragua and El Salvador will provide him with the necessary experience for his new task. Won't? Negroponte allegedly will report directly to Bush, who in turn will carefully monitor the violations of civil liberties that will naturally evolve from unsupervised investigations. You know, all this is going to be felt by the American public for a long time to come unless we stop it.
Tomorrow. The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Vote with your radio presets. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
You know those swoopy Italian supercars you always see in the movies? Or those hyper-expensive Autobahn burners that are always on car magazine covers? Have you ever met anybody who actually owns one? Of course not. Most people drive something a lot less exotic. But the funny thing about cars is, it doesn't matter what you drive. If you take care of it, it can be the best car in the world. So even if you don't drive a high-performance car, you should be buying a high-performance oil. Like new Mobil 1 Extended Performance. It's a new kind of lubricant with extra cleaning agents and 50% more SuperSend. Mobil 1 Extended Performance really does extend performance and provides powerful protection of critical engine parts for an incredible 15,000 miles guaranteed. Okay, so maybe you aren't driving the world's most expensive car, but we'll guarantee you that for the next 15,000 miles, it might just be one of the world's best protected. Mobil 1 Extended Performance, the oil that's changing oil.
Morning's edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
I would imagine Scott McClellan right about now doesn't want to have Carl Rove over for dinner because he's ending up being on the grill over this guy, and all he can say is the same stonewalling foolishness, and he knows each and every time he goes before the White House press corps, he's going to get the same questions over and over and over again. Thanks, Carl.
Morning's edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
You know, my therapist tells me I got to write down my dreams every night. So this is my one from last night, my dream from last night. So I'm at this mega church in Kentucky, Riley, for the Justice Sunday show. Problem is, I'm locked in an 8-foot steel cage with a cloth draped over it. Outside my cage, I can hear James Dobson screaming about people of faith being attacked and roasted and eaten. I hear the word Shivo, judicial homicide, and Ron Jeremy. I'm not sure what he had to do with it, but suddenly I feel myself being carried on stage and the cloth is removed. I'm hit in the eyes with this intense bright light and immediately hundreds of neocons start booing and throwing dirt clods and ball peen hammers and mashed potatoes and gravy and doll parts at me. James Dobson sneers and points at me and says, "Brothers and sisters, gaze upon the liberal Jew. Listen to his obstructionist filibuster. Listen to his satanic hate speech. Given half a chance, he'd kill Jesus all over again." Dobson gets a long, sharp stick, reaches through the bars, and pokes me hard in the ribs. He says, "Wouldn't you, huh?" I say, "Ow! Hi, I'm Mark Maron, and this is Morning Sedition." Everybody starts booing and throwing dirt clods at me. "Today, the neocon, death cult, crystal fascist, zombie brigade, boo! Boo!" Dobson pokes me again and barks, "Silence, heathen! What say you, good people? Shall we kill this sinner?" A huge roar went up. "Yeah! Stone him! Stone him!" Dobson raises his hand for quiet and says, "I have a better idea." Then these big guys pick up my cage and lower me into a baptism tank. Dobson screams, "Convert the devil!" I'm underwater for a long time. I start to black out. I see a tunnel and a white light and my dead cat Butch smoking a cigarette. Then they pull me back up, dripping and gasping, and Dobson says, "What say you now?" I say, "Christo fascist. Zombie." Dobson says, "Then you have chosen your own fate." They open the cage and I look up and see four hungry lions circling me, and above them three giant video screens of four hungry lions circling me. I hear an announcer, "When we return on Justice Sunday, the obstructionist liberal gets his just desserts," right after these messages. I woke up and my bed was filled with Polident.
Help the Arbor Day Foundation, family trees across the nation, and a all the world to share. Plant a tree today for all the world to share.
This is Crystal Gale. For more information, go to arborday.org.
Start your weekend with Forward Forum, Saturday mornings at 9 on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
Before the hour. Now, after this next break, which comes up rather quickly, as you know, when we return, we'll have sound from today's congressional hearings on the Rove crime event. It's about so much more than this little pissant's revenge. You know, it's astonishing what happened today. And then we're going to take phone calls. A couple of quick emails in the few minutes we got left in this hour. This is from Bo, who wrote in, "Mike, I can't take it anymore. I was driving home yesterday when I heard on NPR Tom Feeney speaking on the House floor about how important it was to make permanent the changes to the Patriot Act, especially the library and bookstore record search, because the London bombers shopped at the same bookstore. At that point, it hit me all at once. 9/11, the first London bombing, and now the second, where none of the bombs exploded on the same day that Congress is voting on the Patriot Act. The same day that is the UK Parliament's last voting day for 80 days. I started screaming as loud as I could in my car. I feel like I'm waving my arms and screaming in a crowd full of zombies." Bo, I hear you. And a good friend of ours, although we've never met, you know how you make friends in this business. Her name is Bridget, and she's got a website. Have you been to her website? She does, I'll call them sculptures. You go to her website, you check it out yourself. It's fairywoodland.com. Fairy, you know, like little wood creatures, fairies. Fairywoodland.com. But Bridget emails every once in a while. She writes, "Dear Mike, I watched the hearings today and found myself both enraged and gleeful. Enraged to hear in some detail how the incalculable damage these Nazi traitors have done. And because I let myself dream for a moment that the American public might actually wake up when faced with these facts. But invariably, about the time I let myself get a little excited about the prospect that these thugs may actually have to face some consequences, someone comes along and shakes me back to reality. This piece by Chris Floyd is by Chris Floyd. It was first posted at counterpunch.org. It's chilling. Here's just the first couple of paragraphs to give you a taste and decide if you want to make the click. Here it is. The United States long ago ceased to be anything like a living, thriving republic, but it retained the legal form of a republic, and that counted for something. As long as the legal form still existed, even as a gutted shell, there was hope it might be filled again one day with substance. But now the very legal structures of the republic are being dismantled. The principle of arbitrary rule by an autocratic leader is being openly established through a series of unchallenged executive orders, perverse Justice Department rulings, and court decisions by judges who defer to power, not law, in their determinations. What we are witnessing is the creation of a commander-in-chief state, where the form and pressure of law no longer apply to the president and his designated agents. The rights of individuals are no longer inalienable, nor are their persons inviolable. All depends on the goodwill of the commander, the military autocrat." Now, you can get this by going to counterpunch.org and just punch in Chris Floyd's name, and it'll come out if you want to read the rest of it. Anyway, Bridget sent in a thanks, Bridget. I appreciate it. I understand what you're saying. And just for the hell of it, go visit Bridget's website. It is amazing. If you want to forget the crap, I'll tell you what, if you want to just take a moment, right now or tomorrow, I don't care, and remember when you were a kid, or maybe not a kid, when imagination was the most powerful force that you had any experience with. Not the Bush crime family, not nuclear weapons, not lies and deceit, not the USA Patriot Act, but your imagination. In a good way, in a good way. Remember those? You do remember, don't you? We have people listen to this program from age 12 all the way up to age 88 that I'm aware of. On every single continent on the planet, all of us have the same memories about how much fun it was when we were kids and we had imagination, right? And we could actually believe that Buster Brown lived in a shoe. Remember that? And things like fairies and elves and gnomes and trolls and dragons and princesses and princes and right? Come on. You remember.
Please don't start plucking any magical things tonight. I don't think I can take it.
If I had something magical to pluck, I would.
Only if you can make Sensenbrenner disappear.
Go to fairywoodland.com and just check out Bridget's website, will you? And look at some of the stuff there. It just, it just makes me want to just go play. All right. A couple of emails then, right? Okay. The former U.S. intelligence officers who went after the Bush crime family today the testimony was impressive. It was non-political. It was right to the heart of the matter about what these people have done, what Karl Rove has done with George Bush's full permission, what Louis Libby has done, what Cheney has done. In other words, what the principals in the Bush crime family have done. It will now be impossible to use human assets in even attempting to resist this, these acts of terror. And isn't it interesting, when the Brits are attacked, they make arrests and grab people, dead or alive, within 24, 48 hours. The British government did not take the attack yesterday and use it as an excuse to invade, Yugoslavia. They put their police force together and got some suspects, didn't they? Huh? The son of a bitch in the White House attacks two countries. Do you feel safe tonight? No, neither do I. Go to fairywoodland.com and take a break.
On Air America Radio.
You know those swoopy supercars you always see on magazine covers? Ever met anybody who actually owns one? Of course not. Like most, you probably drive something a lot less exotic. But with the right care, it can be the best car in the world. That's why we created new Mobil 1 Extended Performance Oil with extra cleaning agents and 50% more Super Sin. It maximizes performance and protects critical engine parts for 15,000 miles, guaranteed. Mobil 1 Extended Performance, the oil that's changing oil.
Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight. Oh, ooh, so fight back with Gold Bond Foot Powder or Foot Spray. Maximum Strength Medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray for victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond Foot Powder or Foot Spray. Victory over defeat.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
The president's spokesperson, Puffy McMoonface, says over and over that I wasn't going to comment on an ongoing investigation. And here in 2003, he said, I've made it very clear it was a ridiculous suggestion in the first place that Karl Rove was involved. I've said that it's not true, and I've spoken with Karl Rove. That's weird.
Stephanie Miller.
That would seem like he would be not just commenting, but clearing someone.
Yeah.
Weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
This is Ed Schultz on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike.
Streaming online at themike921.com. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
Eating 5 or more servings of fruits and vegetables a day is important, but it's sometimes easier said than done with children. A serving of 100% white grape juice is a healthy, convenient way for young children to get one of those 5 servings. And introducing 100% juice in the daycare and elementary school years is a great way to establish a lifelong pattern of healthy eating. A message from the Produce for Better Health Foundation and Welch's.
CNN Radio News. I'm Matt Cherry.
I heard an unbelievably loud explosion, so I went down and saw many dead bodies everywhere. Some cars were exploded.
Eyewitness Ala Husseinain describing the scene in the Egyptian city of Sharm el-Sheikh, where a series of explosions has killed at least 30 and hurt more than 100. Another witness, Lucia Grigoya, says she panicked after the first blast.
A lot of people were just in shock because they didn't know what was happening, and I just took my friend and I started running towards the beach because it was the safest place at that moment.
The explosion at the city's old market was caused by a car bomb. The causes of the other blasts aren't known. In Lebanon, a powerful explosion rocks a Christian area of Beirut. CNN Radio's Brent Sadler says nobody died.
This explosion comes just within hours after the departure from Lebanon of U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, who paid an unexpected visit to Lebanese leaders.
It's the second major blast in the Lebanese capital in less than 2 weeks. Police say a man detected shot to death on a London subway train Friday had been followed from his home. He was under surveillance in the London bombings investigation. Mark Whitby witnessed the incident.
I looked to my right, saw the guy run onto the train. He was running so fast he half tripped. And bang, 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 bang. 5 shots.
Authorities have released photos of 4 people sought for questioning on Thursday's attempted bombings on 3 subway trains and a double-decker bus. The Transportation Security Administration went too far, according to congressional investigators. The General Accountability Office says the TSA secretly collected data on at least 250,000 airline passengers. The info was gathered while the agency tested a program called Secure Flight in order to cross-reference passengers' names with terrorist watch lists. Democratic Senator John Kerry wants all documents dealing with Supreme Court nominee John Roberts' tenure in 2 Republican administrations to be released. This is CNN Radio News.
Have a bewitching summer at Days Inns and get $250 in discount coupons every time you stay. Book your stay at daysinn.com and enter the Stay a Spell sweepstakes. You could win 1 million trip rewards points or $100 in free gasoline, like magic.
Why don't you keep on the sunny side of life?
Days Inn, the best value under the sun. See Bewitched in theaters this summer. No purchase necessary. Legal residents 18 or older ends 9/15. Subject to rules at daysinn.com.
This Sunday, starting at 9, 8 Central on VH1. 3 all-new reality shows with a celebrity twist. First, an all-new surreal life.
I'm walking into a clown house.
Playing house celebrity style. Then, Hogan Knows Best.
Adam asked me out on a date.
Not as long as my name's Hulk Hogan.
Tough Love just got tougher. Followed by Celebrity Fit Club 2.
Oh, your body over here.
Taking off the 10 pounds the camera adds and then some. VH1 Celebrity. All reality is not created equal. All new episodes this Sunday, starting at 9, 8 Central. Only on VH1.
CNN Radio's Terry Friedman reports the government made a last-minute filing to keep more images from the Abu Ghraib prison abuse scandal from going public.
Government lawyers have asked a federal judge in New York to keep from the public more than 80 still photos and 4 videotapes which purport to show U.S. military abuse of Iraqi prisoners at Abu Ghraib. Civil liberties groups are demanding release of the photos. The government says the release could harm individuals, but the critics say if that's true, the Pentagon has only itself to blame.
It's unclear when the judge might rule on the motion. The sentence is death for Alejandro Avila, the man convicted of kidnapping and killing 5-year-old Samantha Runyon back in 2002. Her mother, Erin, had a message for Avila in court.
Now you have a lot of time to think about it. Don't waste it. Write it down so that the rest of us can figure out how to stop you people.
Back in 2001, Avila had been acquitted in a child molestation case. This is news from CNN Radio. National Hockey League owners follow the lead of the players and ratify a new collective bargaining agreement. Commissioner Gary Bettman says face-off isn't too far off.
Opening night will take place on October 5th, and all 30 clubs will be in action.
The league went ahead and held its draft lottery on Friday. The Pittsburgh Penguins will get the first pick, likely to be Canadian phenom Sidney Crosby.
Life must be so sweet.
The Rolling Stones, Rod Stewart, Elton John, just a few of the acts whose careers Long John Baldry helped launch. The British blues legend has passed away at a Vancouver hospital. He was 64 years old. Actor Tom Sizemore is granted permission by a judge to stay in a psychiatric hospital. He is receiving round-the-clock treatment for depression and drug abuse after admitting that he broke his probation on a drug conviction. I'm Matt Cherry. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
1,759 members of the United States military have died since the Iraq War started. And when you look at the numbers, the National Guard continues to miss on its recruiting goals. I know you're a left-wing commie if you bring that story up, but it's out there. Do we have enough troops? Period. I mean, just overall, whether you're going to send them to Iraq or not.
Straight Talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
Imagine you're at a soccer match and your favorite player has the ball. As she zeroes in on the goal, you want to yell, "You can do it, honey!" She shoots, she scores! You go to scream, "That's my baby!" But nothing comes out when you've got a crushed voice box. If you had only been wearing your seatbelt when the truck came out of nowhere, your throat wouldn't have slammed into the steering wheel and you wouldn't have gotten silenced. And this story wouldn't have gotten all twisted. So buckle up, because you never know.
A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
To step up to the mic on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1. Online at themic921.com.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Let me get kind of fantastical with you right now, as in kind of fantasy. And let me put it this way. I don't understand the neoconservative mind. Now, I'm coming at this in a manner that I very seldom do, and that is trying to put everything into a logical frame. In a logical frame, I do not understand the mind of a neoconservative. I really don't get it. I don't understand their unquestioning support of Bush, unless I use the Hitlerian model. If you're pro-Bush and you're a neoconservative, because you believe he's strong in national defense and national security and protecting the homeland and that protecting America is number one priority, then how does one reconcile his half-assed attitude toward the safety of all the agents in our intelligence community and therefore the security of the entire American people? Huh? Apparently, protecting Karl Rove is more important than the security of arguably the entire population of the United States. Every single man, woman, and child in America is in danger because Bush would rather protect Butterbutt than us. Now, this is brought up in the hearings today. What sort of message is being sent to our intelligence officers overseas and their contacts if it's clear now that Bush doesn't care that his senior officials like Karl Rove, Louis Libby, are tossing names around Washington, D.C. like used candy wrappers? And how much intelligence do you think these same CIA agents will get from foreign sources if they don't feel the president will protect their anonymity? Now, I have to pause here and say this is very awkward for me because I've always been kind of an anti-CIA person. Yeah. And the main reason I've been an anti-CIA person is, well, first of all, what happened in the 70s, what the bastards did within the borders of the United States until the Church Committee outed them. And secondly, these sons of bitches never get it right. As far as I'm concerned, and I have to say this, and I do, you know, this is just a blanket prejudicial statement. This is typecasting on my part. But it's been my experience. I know a former CIA agent here in Atlanta who worked at the Chilean desk back in the 70s when Salvador Allende was assassinated. And what I've come, using him as the model, what I've come to understand about CIA agents, especially people who work these various stations, they're called, around the planet, is that they're overeducated, kind of snotty, upper echelon, mostly white, if not totally white, American males from the upper middle class or the wealthy classes who go into the Foreign Service and are supposed to get out there and get intelligence, establish contacts, so that we can manipulate and disrupt and sometimes overthrow their governments, assassinate their leaders, and go to war against them. So I find myself in this awkward position of defending the activities of CIA agents. Let me offer a qualifier. I'm not defending the actions of CIA agents. I'm attacking the actions of this rancid government that operates out of the Bush crime family as they toss even more human flesh into the fire pit, i.e. our own people. Now, the CIA people may be overeducated, snotty, upper-middle-class thugs who, given a chance, would just as soon overthrow a government as report back to Langley. But they don't deserve to die, do they? Maybe they do. This is an awkward position. For me, I don't know, maybe not for you. It was the CIA who overthrew the legally elected government of Iran. It was the CIA that overthrew and assassinated the legal government of South Vietnam. It was the CIA that overthrew the government of Guatemala. It was the CIA that offed Salvador Allende. Now, if that's getting off point, I apologize. But the CIA has shown itself over the past 60 years to be willing to overthrow governments, destabilize populations, cause economies and currencies to collapse, bring about hell, death, destruction, damnation, and fire to countries that they chose to target. So here I sit tonight after watching former CIA agents testify about the criminality of a gang even worse, the Bush crime family. But back to Rove's criminal activity and Bush's attitude toward the CIA. Can any bobble-headed Bush supporter honestly believe that Bush really wants to get to the truth of who put our national security at risk, if you want to believe that? After hemming and hawing around for 2 years, why doesn't he just go knock on Rove's door? And worse, now that he knows Rove is guilty, he's still protecting them. Is that obstruction of justice? Is that an impeachable offense? So I wish I could understand, then, how Bush is making the world safer and protecting America. That's what he claims is his number one constitutional duty. If his very actions are actually hampering intelligence gathering on terrorism. The irony here, and maybe it's not ironic, is that George W. Bush has become the United States' worst enemy in the very terror wars he created. History is going to judge this bastard not just as the worst president ever, but also the worst world leader of all time. If his plans, his fantasies, his wet dreams come to fruition, what he has in mind goes beyond anything any other dictator, with the possible exception in the, 13th century of Genghis Khan. That's who we have in the White House. The way the Associated Press reported it is that former U.S. intelligence officers criticized Bush today in this hearing held by Senate and House Democrats, examining the implications of exposing Plame's identity. The former intelligence officer said Bush's silence has hampered efforts to recruit informants to help the U.S. fight the war on terror. You see what we're into here? Jesus, even as I read these sentences, you know, what the hell language am I speaking? You don't fight a war on terror. You don't fight a war on poverty. You don't fight a war on cancer. You don't fight a war on smoking. You don't fight a war on drugs. But here I am. I'm using the language. You're using the language. We have been sucked so far into this vortex that we are even using the language of the oppressor. Here we are, as though such a thing as a war on terror actually exists. It's an impossibility. It's indefinable. It can't be done. It doesn't exist. But here I am using the language, and here you are listening to the language, and you use it too, don't you? Oh, Jesus! All right, let's stay in that frame, and when we come back, we're going to play some sound for you from today's hearing. Stay with us, I'm Mike Malloy.
A cowboy can be fatal, can make you paranoid, can make you maladjusted, a person to avoid. You rave against the terrorists, then murder like they do. You reclaim the peace nation, terrorizing you. Your old friends and allies, you see as enemies. Spidey freaking dangerous, mad cowboy disease. Mad cowboy disease, mad cowboy disease.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. You listen to the talk. Remember to walk the walk. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
The ever-changing truth of the Bush administration. People are awakening from the long, hard slog of their sleepy little lives in America. 5 years for people to wake up. I think this country has a slower learning curve than the kids that are subjected to No Child Left Behind in the FCAT test.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 5 on the Mike 92.1 and the Mike92.1.com.
Hey, Maren. Sorry to interrupt you, buddy, but Future Mark is on line one.
Future Mark, great. Put him through.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Hey, buddy, what's up? So what's going on in 2050 today?
Well, I'm getting my kidney replaced. It's been about 3 months, and I was at the hospital anyway, so I thought, you know, what the hell? But that's not really why I'm at the hospital.
So why are you at the hospital?
I had to bring my clone in because he hurt himself.
Oh, no. Is he, are they okay? I mean, are you guys okay? What happened?
Well, he's fine. They're always fine. I just, I kind of beat him up.
Whoa. You beat up your clone? Well, I'm sorry, buddy, but that's kind of creepy.
All right, well, look, you know how you spent all those years beating yourself up? Well, in 2050, that's all over, my friend. You just take it out on the clone. It's actually why most people have them anyway.
Wait, so in the future I have a clone, and I just use him as a punching bag?
Well, that's not what he's for. You know, he cooks, he cleans, he does the things you don't want to do. He attends events for me sometimes. He stands in line for stuff. I make him buy condoms. Yeah, stuff like that.
But mostly you just hit him.
You don't understand, Mark. Crime has gone way down because of clones. They take the brunt of people's frustrations. There's hardly any more domestic abuse now that you can kick your clone's ass instead.
Look, I'm sorry, man, but it just sounds exactly like domestic abuse to me.
No, it's not. They don't bleed or anything. They don't even feel physical pain. I even shot him once, and then I sent him out for pizza. The problem is, actually, you can hurt their feelings. I mean, they are still you, you know.
Mr. Maron, your clone is ready to go home now.
Oh, hey, Mark, my clone's here. Hold on. You told me he fell down the stairs, right? Like we said, right?
Wow, this is really weird. I mean, I don't want to judge you, but man. So is everybody like this to their clones?
Hey, I'm one of the nice ones, okay? I mean, I'm not a clonist or anything. I've even been to Clone Town, like, a bunch of times. As long as they know their place, You know what I'm saying? I mean, can you imagine if they could vote? Wow, that'd be awful.
Oh, man. Dude, I usually enjoy these conversations, but today you're really making me kind of sad, kind of bummed, a little freaked out. But is there anything you want to tell me before I go?
Yeah, actually. Did you see the movie Signs?
You mean the one about the crop circles and the aliens?
Exactly. Okay, so here's what you need to do. You need to rent it again and kind of get the message. And just for your own peace of mind, you might want to have a super soaker filled with water on you pretty much all the time.
Okay, man. But look, be nicer to your clone.
Yeah, whatever. Later, man.
Later.
Because politics are too important to be left to politicians. Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1. Streaming at themike921.com.
Work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in, to kind of catapult the propaganda.
Sieg Heil. Sieg Heil. All right, today it was Senate Democratic Policy Council was how it was billed, and the Democratic side of the House Government Reform Committee. They held an unofficial hearing in the Senate Dirksen office building in D.C., and as mentioned, former intelligence professionals discussed this murderous activity by Karl Rove against Valerie Plame, especially its impact on the intelligence community, its current officers, and Valerie Wilson, let's use her married name, I guess, Plame Wilson. Now, those present, Charles Schumer, Senator, Henry Waxman, Representative, Byron Dorgan, Senator, John Conyers, Representative, Louise Slaughter, Representative, and let's see, Rush Holt of Representative, and Representative Inslee of Washington. Now testifying were James Marcinkowski, former CIA case officer and a former prosecutor. He's also a former deputy director in the U.S. State Department's Office of Counterterrorism. Larry Johnson, a former CIA analyst and a registered Republican. He wanted everybody to know, voted for W. Colonel Patrick Lang, a retired senior officer for U.S. Military Intelligence Services, decorated war veteran, Arabic language professor at West Point, Middle East expert who served under five presidents, Republican and Democrat, in key posts in military intelligence, and David McMichael, a former CIA case officer. So not a bunch of has-beens, right? These are CIA people. These are people who understand the great game. Whether you and I like the fact that we're forced to play the great game or not, these folks are representative of those who really understand how it's played. Let's start with some testimony from James Marcinkowski.
Understandable to all Americans is a simple, incontrovertible, but damning truth. The United States government exposed the identity of a clandestine officer working for the CIA. It's not partisan politics. But equally disastrous from that first breach of trust is that we have continued on a course of self-inflicted wounds by government officials who have refused to take responsibility. They've played hide-and-seek with the truth and engaged in semantic parlor games for more than 2 years, all at the expense of the safety of the American people. And from my position, I don't believe any government official has that right.
I tend to agree with you. I tend to agree with you, Mr. Marcinkowski. Equally disastrous is that from that first breach of trust, that we've continued on a course of self-inflicted wounds by government officials who have refused to take responsibility. Here's Marcinkowski again.
When this unprecedented act first occurred, the president could have immediately demanded the resignation of all persons even tangentially involved. Or at a minimum, he could have suspended security clearances of those persons and placed them on administrative leave. Such methods are routine across the country in every police department, and every American citizen understands that. That would have at least sent the right message around the globe that we take the security of those risking their lives on behalf of the United States seriously. Instead, We have flooded the foreign airways with 2 years of inaction, political rhetoric, ignorance, and partisan bickering. That's the wrong message. In doing so, we have not lessened but increased the threat to the security and safety of the people of the United States.
Increased the threat to the security and safety of the people of the United States. Is that an impeachable offense? And when Mr. Marcinkowski says suspending the people involved in this, and Bush has known, Bush and Cheney have known from the get-go, these filthy, filthy criminals were involved in it. So that kind of renders Mr. Marcinkowski's point moot, doesn't it? But let's, like I said, let's pretend. We're in the fantasy, we're in fantasy land here, let's pretend. Had these people been suspended by Bush, that would have at least sent the right message around the globe, Marcinkowski said. And that message is that we take seriously, or I'm sorry, we take the security of those risking their lives on behalf of the U.S. seriously. Well, there you have it right there. Bush is a giggling murderer. He doesn't care who dies. It matters not a damn to him. So I got to ask you, Bush supporters, do you think that our CIA agents are simply expendable? Does their safety matter at all? I know you all really love fetuses, but how about the security of the American people whose lives may depend on the intelligence that secret agents can uncover, huh? Does any of that register with you right-wing jackasses, or are you just sitting back on your butts tonight being very happy that a godly man, George Bush, is in office and you will cut him slack because, by Christ, he'll never let the queers marry.
Back on the road to what's right and true. George W. Bush, gonna give us a push. He's the man who knew what's right for me and you. He's the man who knew what's right for me and you.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. All day, every day. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps attack obesity. Imagine a rare herb that simply tells your brain you're full. Imagine you can try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine, it's true. H57 Hoodia is finally available in America in its purest form. The Bushmen of Africa have been harvesting Hoodia for thousands of years to curb hunger, and all you have to do is take two pills before each meal to help reduce your hunger. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight than you ever imagined. Don't be fooled by overpriced imitators. Only H57 Hoodia has the pure Hoodia from South Africa that's been proven to work. The amazing results have been featured on 60 Minutes, CBS News, the BBC, and in newspapers around the world. Don't miss out. Call now for your risk-free supply of H57 South African Hoodia. 1-800-227-1185. That's toll-free, 800-227-1185. Unconditional money-back guarantee. 1-800-227-1185. Or visit myh57.com.
Finally found your radio station, so isn't it time you found your magazine? Right now is the perfect time to discover America's hottest, widest read journal of opinion, The Nation. Because right now, The Nation is absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation. So nobody stops The Nation from exposing the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company. At last, that famous liberal media bias you can't find anywhere else. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept their free four-issue mini-subscription. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice. But I predict you'll be addicted and delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Call 800-999-6863 and accept four issues free. The Nation.
Morning's Edition, here on the Mike 92.1. Mark and Mark have access to the most sensitive right-wing information.
These guys don't care.
So what they did is they bullied Colin Powell. Scooter Libby bullied Colin Powell. Cheney and Scooter Libby bullied him.
Well, see, this is the thing that a lot of people don't realize, is that that speech, the original draft, was written by Scooter Libby and his
people.
There
you go. At the core of this plane leakage was a conspiracy on behalf of the neocons to do whatever they needed to do to get the troops to Iraq, to make this invasion happen. And now we know it was all based on lies, and these guys are guilty of treason. They're certainly, I believe that Rove is guilty of perjury, which will reveal itself soon, and now the president is nominating Supreme Court justices as a subterfuge, and the president is clearly not in control of the country. If you have a president that gets up there and says, look, we'll see what the investigator says, without walking down the hall and taking charge of things, he is not running the country. And Dick Cheney knew about this. Dick Cheney was there badgering the CIA to give him information that would validate the war that he wanted to have, and now the neocons got the war, and they don't care. You got to realize, Dick Cheney's the guy that said, hey, look, Reagan's proved to us that deficits don't matter. He doesn't care who hurts. He doesn't care who goes broke, and clearly they don't care who dies, and they don't care about national security, and he's at the center of this thing, and Scooter Libby is his right-hand man, and now they got whatever they wanted. They've all made fortunes for themselves and for their friends through military contracting. They bankrupt this country, which is going to force privatization, which is exactly what they wanted. So what if a couple of them go to jail? You know, it's like the mob with these guys. They get out of jail and they enter the private sector giving speeches. Or they work, for redesigning campaigns. Even if Karl Rove goes to jail, you think that guy's finished?
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1. Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
Hostage situations type demands on the president like these.
We just want someone who is within the mainstream.
This is an opportunity for the president to bring the country together.
Wow, crazy left-wing rants.
To me, that sounds like compromise, doesn't it? We're going, okay, we get it's going to be a conservative. How about one that's not crazy?
Yeah.
About that.
Stephanie Miller, weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic 92.1.
I'm sitting on a red velvet stool wearing a yellow bowler hat and holding a banana. All right? Oh, yeah, and I'm wearing a leash. A red velvet curtain opens and 200 vacant-eyed fat people sneer at me and tap the glass, even though the sign clearly says, please don't tap the glass. I hear a barker's voice. Come on, come all, step right up and gaze upon Mark, the lovable radio freak. All the way from the wilds of New Mexico, this bizarre man-diva will astound you. Watch him battle to the death with hostile email. Watch him perform an amazing facsimile of radio talk show with teases and hard outs. You'll swear it's real. Watch Mark alienate his own kind by being too funny. Watch Mark bash organized religion and their phony gods. You won't want to miss Mark as he self-destructs with liberal guilt. His heartbreaking meltdowns will move you to tears. And don't forget his diet. You will witness this weight-conscious wonder eat carrots and kale raw. Then watch him shove chocolate cake into his mouth as fast as he can eat it, if there's any sitting within arm's length. You will hear Mark plug as many appearances at comedy clubs nationwide as often as 3 times an hour. 5 minutes with Mark and you'll want to take him home. Come on, Mark, do a little dance for the nice people. So I get up and dance a little hornpipe. And then hold out my yellow bowler. The fat people fill it with rocks and chewed gum. So I throw my poop at them. I woke up and my bed was filled with bearded ladies. And that part was true. No, not really.
Progressive Talk from the East Coast, West Coast, and the Heartland. Madison's Progressive Talk is the Mic 92.1.
Capital. I earned capital in the campaign, political capital, and now I intend to spend it. It is my style. That's what happened in after the 2000 election. I earned some capital, and I've earned capital in this election, and I'm going to spend it.
I don't care who dies. I don't care. I'm a giggling killer. I got capital to spend. Huh? Matter of fact, I like to see people die. Back to the hearing today, Representative Henry Waxman, about how the crime of outing Valerie Wilson is related to Bush's bogus lies about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
The president brought us into war on the basis that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction and particularly nuclear capabilities. Turned out to be wrong. So what does he do? He said, well, it was the CIA's fault they didn't have human intelligence. And then after that, the CIA has come up and said, well, but the president's claim wasn't correct about having an attempt to get nuclear capabilities from Niger. And then what does the White House say after that? Well, they never told us. The CIA never told us. That's what Condoleezza Rice said. Then we found out that they talked to her chief of staff, Stephen Hadley, and he was informed about all of this information. And what did they do then? Well, they said that, maybe the CIA told them, but Ambassador Wilson, when he wrote his article, was doing an injustice because he was assigned to this job because of his wife, and they go and attack him. While we're doing that, they've jeopardized covert activity by human intelligence agents for our national security. Well, what do they do about that? The president says you're going to fire people who are responsible, because if they're responsible, they shouldn't be continuing to get classified information. And now that it turns out that maybe Rove and Libby were involved, the president has set a new standard. The new standard is, well, it has to amount to a crime.
Don't you just want to put your thumbs in the corners of your eye sockets and just pop your eyeballs out? No, you don't? Well, I felt that way today. The frustration, the absolute rage. You know, I mentioned the other night the good times of the Clinton era. And I said it, with heavy sarcasm, heavy irony, but also just a tiny bit of reality. At least the pressure. The pressure was different then, okay? Don't write me let's not get into a discussion about Clinton. You all know my feelings on Clinton, but I'm talking about those 8 years, at least five of those eight, okay, at least four of those 8 years. Do you miss that time? Huh? I kind of do, except for the war against Yugoslavia, except for NAFTA, except for the use of a depleted uranium. Except, there's a whole long list, okay? Maybe it was me that was different back then, all those years ago during the Clinton years. Maybe I just had butt-level consciousness 3 instead of butt-level consciousness minus 9 where it is now. Memory distorts anyway. You and I both know that. But in the age of Bush, look what they've done! Look what they've done to everything! Is it because they're so incompetent or because they are wickedly evil? I believe it's the latter. Oh my God. Waxman again, questioning James Marcinkowski, the former CIA case officer, on Bush's new standard that a senior official must commit a crime before they're fired for treason.
Now, in setting this new standard, I want to ask two questions. Is that your understanding of what is the standard applicable to people in the White House? Is it a different view expressed by the Office of Special Counsel, Elaine Kaplan, who says they can be fired for misconduct well short of a crime if they get classified information and out a CIA agent. So what is your opinion of that new standard, and what kind of message does that send to the people who are putting their lives on the line to help us get information out in the field and all around the world?
I've added up just the other day, and unfortunately, I've been in government service like over 30 years. I can't believe it. In that whole period of time, the standard for government service or any government service certainly was a high ethical standard, and that's why this aspect of hiding behind a criminal investigation all the way you can see doesn't make any sense. The bottom line is, if we're going to allow anyone in the White House short of a criminal, what are we doing? That doesn't make sense. The fact that nothing's been done here, that's the message that's going out. Number one, you can be anything short of a criminal, and then you know what? Then we're going to do nothing.
Can you believe it? The bottom line is we're going to allow anyone in the White House short of a criminal. And even that is not true. Mr. Marcinkowski apparently has never heard of John Poindexter, has never heard of Elliot Abrams, has never heard of Negroponte, has never heard of Otto Reich. Well, I'm sure he's heard of them. Oh, I know. These thugs and killers had their convictions overturned on technicalities. They had immunized testimony. First before House and Senate investigative committees, and then before prosecutors, and they're rules. You know, we got to play by the rules. We got to play by the rules when it's the members of these Republican criminal factions, whether it's the Reagan crime family, the Nixon crime family, or the Bush crime family. Got to play by the rules. If it's Bill Clinton who lies because he had his girlfriend over for a little afternoon fun, oh, Jesus Christ, the entire world's going to collapse. Waxman and Marcinkowski continue their exchange.
The fact that nothing has been done is sending the message, a huge message overseas, and we've done nothing to fix it in the meantime. And hiding behind the special prosecutor doesn't work.
Three messages. One, someone in the White House can put out the name of a CIA covert agent, which is astonishing in and of itself. Then the president does nothing for years to find out what happened, even though he said he's going to take action, and he has an obligation to take action. And then when we have a special prosecutor digging out some of the information, the White House is trying to set a different standard. So all three of these actions have to send a clear message to operatives all around the world that this administration is not concerned about their lives and national security. They're concerned about their political well-being. Isn't that the conclusion?
That is exactly the conclusion. You have to go out and build that trust. And the bottom line is, since no action has been taken, they're seeing nothing. They're wondering what's going on. Evidently, no one cares.
Yeah, evidently, no one cares. Larry Johnson, former CIA analyst and a registered Republican who voted for Bush.
I wouldn't be here this morning if President Bush had done the one thing that is required of him as the Commander-in-Chief of the United States Armed Forces and, by extension, the Intelligence Services, and if he had upheld that portion of his oath to protect and defend the Constitution, when in the minute that Valerie Plame's identity was outed, that he delivered a very strict and stern warning to those in his employ, and to the members of the Republican Party and the Republican National Committee in particular, to lay off and stop the attacks. But instead, what we've seen, particularly over the last 2 or 3 weeks, is one of the most malicious, disingenuous smear campaigns, not only of Ambassador Wilson, who can publicly defend himself, but of Valerie Plame, his wife, who is still an officer at the Central Intelligence Agency and is unable to speak out publicly, is unable to defend herself and to correct the record. When I see a group of mostly men ganging up on one woman, that to me is a group of bullies.
Yeah, I hear you. What we've seen, Mr. Johnson says, particularly over the last 2 or 3 weeks, is one of the most malicious, disingenuous smear campaigns. And who's led it? Oh, the rats in the Bush administration, the cockroaches in the Republican Party. Oh, sure. But who's really led it are these filthy degenerates in talk radio. Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Michael Weiner, on and on. You know the list. You know the list. Larry Johnson again.
Voted for President Bush with the understanding that he was going to come to Washington and bring a new set of ethical standards. So where are we? The president within the last week has flip-flopped and backed away from his promise to fire anyone at the White House implicated in the leak. Never stipulated at the outset that there had to be some sort of judicial or criminal process to its completion. Rather, he sent the appropriate message that if there's anyone in my staff doing this, they're going to be gone. We now know from press reports that at least Karl Rove and Scooter Libby were involved. And instead of the president being first and foremost concerned, in my judgment, with protecting this country and the intelligence officers who serve it, we're confronted with a president who's willing to sit by, to this day,
while various political operatives go around and savage the good reputations of people like Valerie and Joe Wilson. This is wrong. This should stop, and it could stop in a heartbeat if the president would simply put a stop to it. He hasn't. That speaks volumes.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does, Mr. Johnson. That speaks volumes. God. Instead of the president being first and foremost concerned with protecting this country, we're confronted with a president who's willing to sit by while various political operatives go around and savage the good reputations of people like Valerie and Joe Wilson. Does any of this add up to impeachable offenses? Why, hell yes.
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is what radio sounds like when people believe what they're saying. This is the Mike 92.1.
It's not that I'm a film snob. It's just that I like intelligent personal films that have unique points of view.
Are you saying there's nothing in the multiplex that interests you?
Find me a multiplex that runs the winners from Sundance or Cannes, and I'll let you know.
Who gets to see those foreign and independent films anyway?
I do. I joined Film Movement.
Film Movement?
It's the DVD of the Month Club for independent and foreign films. I subscribed, and Film Movement sends me an incredible new film every month to own. Their curators select movies from the world's top festivals.
How do you join Film Movement?
I signed up on their website, filmmovement.com. Once a month, I get a DVD with a great feature film, plus a bonus short film. It's like free dessert.
Do you want any dessert?
No, thanks. I'll have some of yours. Get something with chocolate.
Well, maybe we can go back to your place for dessert and a Film Movement evening.
Maybe we should plan on eating dessert here. Make it chocolate.
Click on the Film Movement link on AirAmericaRadio.com or go to FilmMovement.com to subscribe. Film Movement. Are you a member yet?
Order now via Air America's website or FilmMovement.com and receive 20% off your order, plus a free Film Movement compilation of award-winning shorts. They're like dessert.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
I almost fell out of my chair last night when I heard an angry Ken Melman decry the Rove story as a smear campaign. I mean, this has to be the biggest case of the pot calling the kettle black in U.S. political history.
Well, they know that there's a base out there that's going to believe them. Look, I'm not angry. I'd just like to get the truth on this deal.
Straight Talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
How are you doing in this fiscally irresponsible Republican era? Who do you got there, Chris?
Yeah, Mark, this is a little weird. We have you on line one.
Hello?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Dude, I'm calling from 50 years in the future.
That's possible? Well, cool.
I knew you wouldn't be freaked out about this, man. I mean, you're a visionary.
Well, hey, thanks, man. I never get that. So tell me, how did this happen?
Well, look, time travel is hard to explain, so let me simplify it. You know how you get 5 bars on your cell phone? Well, this is the 6th bar, and that's actually all I can tell you without messing up the time-space continuum thing.
All right, well, I'm good with that. That's cool. What's going on, man?
All right, well, this is weird. You know how they said the price of gasoline would go up a penny a day for, like, forever?
Yeah.
It did. Straight on through the fuel riots of 2020, and now a gallon of gas costs about $182.
I knew it. God, that's ridiculous.
Well, not really. Not really, if you think about it. Movie tickets are around $300, but you got to factor in everyone makes about $500K a year now.
Wow. Do we?
We'll talk about that off air. But the gas thing, people give it to each other as gifts, man. Married couples register at Texaco. People leave their gas tanks to their grandkids in their wills. It's like diamonds used to be before we learned how to make them out of meat.
What?
Never mind. The point is, gas is very valuable.
So, hey, Future Mark, hey, buddy, you're breaking up here. What, they haven't fixed cell phone reception yet?
Since the comet hit, the planet swips off its axis every couple of hours, so there's a big shift. Some tidal waves and stuff, everybody grabbed onto something, a couple of species drop out. You get used to it. All right, see? There, it stopped.
All right, so, okay, so now the important stuff. What do I look like 50 years from now?
Well, the good news is, the stretch pants are very slimy. I'm just busting your hump, man. Look, we look the same, buddy. Everyone looks great in the future. I had a date with a 73-year-old last night. Smoking hot. Chicks not aging really opens up the whole playing field.
I'm not married anymore?
Oh, yeah, you're married. But you're not dead, buddy. Don't worry, man. After the whole AIDS thing got cured, the whole monogamy thing was like, you know, what's the point? Hey, you know, when scientists disproved the Bible, all that went out the window. Well, listen, I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Okay, talk to you later. That was a weird experience.
You know, you really haven't changed much in 50 years. That's all I can say.
Listen, you're on the mic.
I just love the shows. Al Franken, Randy Rhodes, all those shows are great.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
I'd like to know who leaked. If anybody's got any information, they ought to take it to the Justice Department so we can find out the leaker.
Where can you begin to make it to the coast or the mega of the sea? What can you learn to fly plane for the skin
that... Oh, take it to the Justice Department, huh? You lying little rat. You know who did it. You know who did it, George. But you stand there and you say that to your core constituents, the so-called Christians, huh?
Yeah, let's... Well, you know, we got an investigation going on. We can't comment. We hope we find out who did this.
All right. Let's do some phone calls here, if we can. All right. Let's start with Doug in Memphis, Tennessee. Hey, Doug, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
I think they use the mercury in making hats.
Doug, you're going to have to... Let me put you on hold. You're going to have to do something about the phone connection. I'll give you a couple of minutes to try to straighten it out. But we're getting your voice and somebody else's voice, and just we can't handle that. Mike is calling from Illinois. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. It's your 13-year-old again.
Oh, hey. How are you?
Good. I just want to, first of all...
Wait a minute. Let's clear something up. You're not really my 13-year-old.
Well, you're 13-year-old caller.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
First of all, I just wanted to say happy birthday to your daughter, Molly.
Thank you so much.
For how
great.
Nice you were on my birthday.
That's very sweet.
Wish her a happy one.
Thank
you. But what I wanted to talk about is I don't get cable TV, but I was over at my grandmother's recently, and I put through... Fox News and MSNBC and these things, and I noticed how the only thing they are talking about is this Natalie Holloway. And I don't see why, even if, you know, these people are complete right-wing, you know, why wouldn't they be trying to defend Roe?
Well, who's Natalie Holloway?
Natalie Holloway was the teenager who I guess was found or went missing in Aruba.
Okay, all right.
But, you know, you'd think that these people would be saying, oh, Karl Rove is innocent, and these liberals and these leftists are, they're making up stories. But no, they won't say a word about anything in the news. You know, it's every 2 seconds. It's a Fox News alert, and, Natalie Holloway, it seems that the police have arrested somebody in Aruba. We don't know what they did. Maybe it's connected, you know?
Well, why do you suppose the Fox is doing that?
Well, of course, they don't want anyone to know about Roe, but you think they'd try and defend him if, I guess, it's just a case that they can't win if they know that.
So they're pretending like the Roe story, the Roe criminality, just doesn't exist?
Not at all.
Yeah, well, that's Fox News, fair and balanced, right?
Yeah. And not much you can do about those people.
I hear you, Mike. Hey, listen, thanks for checking in, pal.
All right, thanks.
All right, you have a nice evening. Philip is calling from San Diego. Philip, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Philip.
I'd like to call it weapons of mass distraction.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Basically, that answers that for Mike.
You covered most of what I wanted to cover in the first hour from the email. I guess you got my email.
I got a bunch. I got a bunch tonight. I'm not sure.
It was about the Enabling Act.
Oh, okay.
As you're reading, there's an interesting paragraph in there too.
Oh, you're the one that sent me the stuff about the Hitler's.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. The comparisons are scary, aren't they?
Well, scary but real, you know.
Yeah, they're real. Oh, absolutely. They're right there. Right. Just jump up and bite you right on the ass when you sit there and read it.
And you know, we can have all the hearings, we can have all the peaceful marches and demonstrations we want. Okay.
Right.
But is that really doing any good? The big question is, you know, what are we going to do about these people? You know?
I know. That is the issue. And I don't know what the answer is. It's very difficult, if not illegal, for me or anyone else to advocate anything other than the peaceful transition of power in this country where it concerns the executive branch. To do otherwise is a pretty good way to set yourself up for arrest. And in the age of Bush, I don't think anybody really wants to get arrested, do you?
Well, no, it's that you'll go to a gulag, you'll go have lemon chicken at Guantanamo or something.
Well, there you go.
I mean, you know, it's crazy. And here's an example for you, too. You know, I do a website, I do a weblog. And I ask for opinions and comments some of the time. Most of the opinions and comments I get are from people from Canada, from the UK, but people here have nothing to say.
Really?
And that's what's really annoying me, okay, because nobody has anything to say. Tomorrow is the third anniversary of the Downing Street memos when they came out, and there's, like, things going on around the country. And it's doubtful that a lot of people will participate because we like to sit here. We hear the information, okay? And I'm talking about on the liberal side, progressive side.
I hear it.
We hear the information.
Hey, let me put you on hold. I'll come back to you, Philip. I'll give you some more time here because we've only been talking about 2 minutes. But I got a break here. Stay with us. We'll be back after the break at the top of the hour with your phone calls. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc helps. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5904. That's 800-507-5904. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5904. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5904.
The Al Franken Show. Proving the truth is entertaining.
Amazing what happens when you're tired or drunk.
Al, it's sort of a slur when you continually assert that he is drunk.
I wasn't slurring.
Al.
I'm joking. It's a joke. It's a joke. It's a joke about the president used to be a drunk. And also, we don't know that he's not drinking.
Al!
The Al Franken Show.
We don't know if you're not drinking. Give me that cup. Give me that cup.
Here.
God, that's strong.
Weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Hi, I'm Becca, and I'm on the mic.
Streaming online at themike921.com. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
I think we ought to revive my campaign for president. Do we still have that ad, Chris? Hit it. Let's go.
Stephanie Miller for president in 08. Why not a broken-down ex-comedian with a drinking problem? At least she'll tell you that she'll be out bicycling during national emergencies. They say American voters are apathetic. She doesn't give a hoot either. She's one of us. Miller in 08. Because America needs a self-absorbed, shallow, heavily medicated radio slag who French kisses her dogs.
I resent that. They are not French kisses.
At least 30 dead, more than 100 hurt in the Egyptian city of Sharm el-Sheikh. This following series of blasts early Saturday. President Ahmed Mansour says the situation has shaken him, his family, and neighbors.
We've got friends that are a bit scared to stay home alone, so they've come over to stay with us as well. We're just sitting in front of the news, really, and we're a bit shaken. We don't know what's going to happen.
Officials say a car bomb is to blame for at least one of the explosions. The country's tourism minister says two hotels were severely damaged. Another powerful blast in Beirut, the second in less than 2 weeks. CNN Radio's Brent Sadler reports it happened during the height of the tourism season.
This latest explosion follows a series of bomb attacks against anti-Syrian activists in Lebanon over the past several months, and it will certainly have a negative impact on Lebanon's already floundering tourist season.
No one was killed. The attack came hours after Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice paid a surprise visit to Lebanon. British police gunned down a man they'd been monitoring in the London bombings investigation on a subway train as commuters watched. CNN Radio's Barbara Starr reports officials are calling the devices used in Thursday's attempted bombings in London homemade.
That means these were not stolen commercial or military explosives. These were basically, if you will, cooked up by the attackers.
Photos have been released of four people wanted for questioning in Thursday's incidents. Lawyers for the federal government ask a judge to block the release of more images tied to the Abu Ghraib prison scandal. The Justice Department argues it could, quote, result in harm to individuals. Having a hard time getting your Z's? Well, the feds have approved a new insomnia drug. It's the first prescription sleep aid not designated as a controlled substance. This is CNN Radio News.
Which of the following statements is not true? Shopping for music online is fun. Shopping for clothes online is fun. Shopping for car insurance online is fun. What do you mean shopping for car insurance online isn't fun? Go to Geico.com. It's quick, it's easy, and in no time at all, you could save hundreds on your car insurance. Now be honest, what's not fun about that? Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Can't sleep. So you're about to take Tylenol PM. Do you have a headache? Backache? Fever? You should take Unisom so you don't over-medicate. Unisom doesn't have extra pain medicine like Tylenol PM. Yet Unisom sleep gels have the same amount of the same sleep medicine as Tylenol PM. Unisom sounds like a good idea, right? Unisom, the go-to-sleep medicine without the extra medicine. Use as directed.
Democratic Senator John Kerry wants any documents dealing with Supreme Court nominee John Roberts' tenure in two Republican administrations to be made public. Meantime, Senate Judiciary Committee member Jeff Sessions of Alabama says there should be no litmus test for the nominee.
We're not able to require them and should not demand of them any particular commitment on any particular issue that's wrong. It destroys the independence of the judiciary.
Kerry says the Senate can't do its job, though, without knowing as much as possible about John Roberts. Temperatures in Chicago expected to reach triple digits with high humidity this weekend. CNN Radio's Nancy Liu says steps are being taken to keep people cool, especially with the Lollapalooza concert series coming to town.
City officials are warning that this weather may be killer, so everyone is being warned. Concert goers and everyone in Chicago warned to take precaution.
This is news from CNN Radio. A Capital Illinois, just the latest state dealing with a real scorcher of the heat wave. This woman and her kids made a beeline for the pool.
With the heat, this is a really good place to cool off. The kids are having a great time in the water.
The National Weather Service has issued heat warnings for Illinois for much of the day on Sunday. Well, they're known as the Tucson Raging Grannies, a group of Arizona women who are upset that they aren't allowed to enlist in the U.S. Army. Pat Burney, a 75-year-old grandmother, says if she could, she'd win the war in Iraq with diplomacy.
We understand diplomacy, and we would choose to go to the Middle East and Iraq and Afghanistan and talk with our counterparts there.
Now, some of the grannies faced trespassing charges for a protest that they held last week at a recruitment center in the city of Tucson. I'm Matt Cherry. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
Once again with the fog of lies.
This whole story has been a fog of lies.
The fog of lies. You can't really discern what's true and what's a lie anymore.
It's all foggy.
Amorphous and
foggy.
Fog of lies.
Because of
that she's
you.
Creating. Ooh, look over there.
Look, you are hypnotized by the giant Adam's apple. Look.
Stephanie Miller.
Wow.
Weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Right now, one of the hardest things is we see their friends, and we see how much their friends have grown and changed and how big they've gotten, and we cannot see how much Brandy Taylor and Sarah Francis have grown and changed and just going through those milestone years.
Brandy Taylor and Sarah Wiggins were killed by a drunk driver. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message from the U.S. Department of Transportation, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
This is the Mike Molloy Show on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
About 7 past the hour. Before we go back to our phone calls and back to Philip, there's something I wanted to mention. One of my colleagues in radio, Robin, who worked at the radio station in, where is it, Kathy? West Virginia? Huh? HeadOnRadio.com, I think was his website. He wanted me to mention the passing of a very special woman. Her name was Gina Rebich. And Robin wrote to me. He said, if it's not too much trouble, might you mention during your Friday night show the passing of Gina Rebich? She passed away Monday, and we're having the service Friday night. She was 52. Gina took to listening to your show after mine would end. You made her smile a lot. Just knowing someone out there hated the Republicans as much as she did and loved the idea of what this country might someday be in equal measure. She was one of those people who wanted desperately to call talk shows but simply couldn't bring herself to do it. Pity, too. She was a real flamethrower. She also had a real appreciation for your stance on death since it was something else she shared with you. She didn't believe in one iota's worth of the silly claptrap that goes down at most funerals. So Robin asked me to mention her, and Robin, that's what we just did. I don't know this woman, but if my friend Robin says she was a good person, that's good enough for me. So wherever the consciousness of Gina Rebich winds up, maybe nowhere. But if there is a somewhere, Godspeed to you, Gina. Let's go back to Philip in San Diego. Philip, welcome to the program again. And where were we?
I was yelling at people, I think.
That's all right.
Because
that's good.
Yeah, the reason I'm doing it is because I'm really, really frustrated. I mean, I've been watching this since the election in 2004. When Kerry waved the white flag, and we didn't do anything then, you know. All kinds of things have happened. We've got all kinds of evidence, but we're really, really not doing anything. I mean, Sensenbrenner, okay? He stopped illegally, you know, according to the rules of the House, a hearing. That was brushed under the carpet. Nobody did anything about that, you know.
Right.
All kinds of evidence. And I think what we got to be asking our representatives is, what are you doing about this? You know?
Yeah, I wonder why the people in Sensenbrenner's district in Wisconsin keep sending him back to the United States House. It's one thing to be a conservative or a Republican, you know, as much as I can't stand them here recently being the past 3 or 4 years, at least I acknowledge that there still exists a possibility that somebody can be a Republican, a member of the Republican Party, can be an elected representative for the Republican Party and still have a bit of honor. But Sensenbrenner is obviously a Nazi or worse. Now he says that anyone who feels that there's some assault on civil liberties in the reenactment of the Patriot Act is wrong. The man is obviously either deliberately a fascist or dumber than hell.
Well, I think it's a combination of them both. You know, and that article I sent you, brings up an interesting point. It said, you know, according to this Patriot Act, someone who kneels down in fear and hands over his or her rights to the government in the name of fighting terrorism is what we're doing, okay?
Yeah.
Isn't the hypocrisy in this too obvious? The Bush administration wants us to fight in Afghanistan, fight in Iraq, and fight wherever terrorists may be hiding. And what, pray tell, are we fighting for? Well, according to the White House, we're fighting for freedom. Yet freedom is exactly what the White House is demanding, and now we're surrendering that, you know, with the Patriot Act.
Oh, sure. We're not, we're not fighting for freedom in any of these places. And anyone with the sense God gave a gently stewed rhubarb stalk or Mother Nature or somebody understands that. This is malarkey. This is bat squeeze. This is
part. The war on terror is here at home.
Oh, sure it is.
We are the number one terrorist in the world. You mentioned it on the show a couple of weeks ago, I think before vacation,
right,
where Bush has his finger on the button now, where we have the capability and he has the right without going to Congress to do a global strike, a nuclear global strike. This is the kind of power we've given these people.
The
reason they have the power is because we've become silent and we don't give a damn and we're apathetic. You know, and I blame people both, you know, the reason the right-wing people and the talking heads and all the idiots over there get their points across is because they stay on message and they all support each other. Us, we're all in 15,000 different directions, you know, and then we pretend that we're having some kind of representation and we're not, you know.
Yeah, I
hear
you.
It just frustrates the heck out of me.
I hear you, Philip. I hear you. I share your frustration. Hey, listen, thanks for checking in. And thanks for what you sent to me tonight. It came in great.
No problem.
Very handy. You have a nice evening, okay?
You too. Take care.
All right, sir. Phil is calling from San Diego. Phil, welcome to the program. Hey, Phil.
Yeah, I really appreciate you delivering the truth to us all, because basically you're delivering us from evil, which is a four-letter word. So is Bush and so is Rove.
Yeah, it is.
The thing I tried earlier this evening, I was trying to call our vice president, but apparently his phone number has been disconnected. I wonder why.
You were trying to call the vice president?
Yeah, I called the White House. I was able to reach them. They didn't disconnect that number, so.
Oh God! You better be careful, pal.
Oh, I told them out front. I says, "You got my number. I ain't afraid of you guys. You're afraid of me." That's the way I feel, because they're afraid of everybody else. They're paranoid.
Yeah.
It's so insane. You know, it's like the thing that gets me about this whole thing is I saw this movie recently. I never saw it when it first came out, but it was called The Jackal.
Oh yeah.
And to me, that's what I see, is just dollar signs in their eyes. It's all about money.
It is.
They don't care about anything else. And it makes no sense, because
They urinate, they defecate, and they die just like the rest of us.
Just
Who
like
are
the...
they? They're not God.
Just like the rest of us. You got that right.
I got two dogs. They're more. They mean more to me. Dog spelled backwards is God.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yep.
And you know, if you take the O out of the middle and then put the G and the D, it spells UGD.
Yeah. I was going to mention, earlier you played a soundbite of Bush, and it brings new meaning to that expression.
Yeah.
I wonder if he asked Carl, he goes, I got to go take a leak. Apparently he did.
A leak. Oh, I, hey, that's pretty, that's a real knee slapper there, Paul, or Phil.
I'm just being real. You know, basically, I love, it's kind of ironic. Here earlier, Phil, another Phil from San Diego, he was on the same wavelength about,
yeah.
We're frustrated. There's hardly anything we can do, but all we can do is just be against what's going on. You know?
I hear you. Hey, you know, if you take the H out of your first name, you have Pill.
Oh, they're always telling me I'm filling in for other people. So
you're filling in for other people?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I felt that way my entire life.
Yeah, it's great to hear you.
Yeah. Well, listen, I think we're kindred spirits. Thanks a lot for checking in, Phil, all right?
And thanks for being there.
All right, man. Take care. Now, let's try Doug again in Memphis, Tennessee. Doug, let's see if we got a better... better connection with you this time.
Hi, Mike. Long time no speak.
Yeah, there we are. That's a lot better. Okay.
How you doing, bud?
I'm doing fine. Hey, do you know if you...
Oh, man.
You know, Doug, if we take the U out of your first name, we have dog?
I'm a dog. I am a dog. I'm mad as hell, too. I'm a mad dog.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you,
yeah.
Pal.
Yeah. I tried to.
Hey, wait a second. Can I get you to hold on one more time? We got to take a break here. I swear to God. I swear to dog. We'll be right back. All right, Doug? Doug?
All right.
All right, Doug. Hold on just a minute.
Liberals need to take responsibility. They can't run and hide. Pissed us off, so we voted for Republicans, a form of suicide. Republicans suck!
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Did you hear something that struck a nerve? Tell us about it. On Madison's Progressive Voicemail, call 663-7291. This is the Mike 92.1.
Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight. So fight back with Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Maximum strength medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray. For victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Victory over defeat.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. I was walking in the park and somebody stopped me and said, I'm tired of taping up the leaks in my old vacuum and then having to buy another one every 2 years. I'm going to buy an Orrick. Friends, why should manufacturers stop making throwaway vacuums when you keep buying them? For a vacuum that lasts and lasts, call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and try an 8-pound Orrick XL risk-free for 30 days.
Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Looking at this situation with the contractors, and that they're getting 25% of all the money that was appropriated yesterday, it's no wonder that Hostetler's message was, yeah, we'll tell the troops to pray about it. It's no wonder we're having a faith-based war.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 5, on the Mike 92.1. And the Mike92.1.com.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
The last time I saw Paul was in the late summer of 2002, about 6 weeks before he died in a plane crash. It was an evening event in the Twin Cities. Paul was in the middle of an intense, dead-even Senate race. He'd been targeted as vulnerable by the National Republican Party, and money was flowing in from around the country for his opponent, a suit named Norm Coleman. Paul was fighting for his political life. The first thing he asked me was, "How's your mom?" I told Paul I had just visited her. It was tough, I said. I couldn't even have a conversation with her. Paul nodded and said, "You know, touch means so much." The next day, I took my mom out into the nursing home garden in her wheelchair. It was a beautiful day. I sat next to her for a couple of hours with my arm around her. I can't tell you whether it meant a thing to her, but it meant a lot to me. So that was Paul. Touch means so much wasn't the kind of thing you'd hear from a Michael Dukakis. I, along with innumerable people, loved Paul Wellstone for what he stood for what he fought for, and for who he was. I loved his wife Sheila, too. I don't think I ever saw Paul without Sheila by his side. Paul died on October 25th, 2002, when his plane went down in northern Minnesota. Sheila, his daughter Marcia, his driver Will McLaughlin, two other close aides, Tom Lapick and Mary McAvoy, and two pilots died with him. 4 days later, C-SPAN, along with almost every Minnesota TV and radio station, carried a hastily put together memorial service for Paul, Sheila, Marcia, Will, Tom, and Mary. I was there. It was a beautiful memorial, sometimes incredibly sad, sometimes funny, sometimes rowdy, and sometimes political. Some people watching on television were offended. Some people were moved. But the right saw an opening. They took moments out of context, lied about the rest, and used it as a political club to attack the Democrats. It won them the Senate in Minnesota and probably in Missouri, which means it gave Republicans control of the Senate.
Council and the National PTA.
The Mike921.com. Join the open mic to get email updates from Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Got the flying monkey right, Blue? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
All right, back to Doug in Memphis. Sorry, Doug. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, I'm here. I refuse to go away.
That's good. That's excellent. I like that.
Mad as hell. I did happen to find out today, though, that they did air the hearings on C-SPAN TV regular. I looked for it initially on the computer on C-SPAN 3, but then found it later on C-SPAN regular TV.
Yeah, I think there was a rebroadcast. We saw that.
It might have been, yeah, because it was earlier and I slept in and I missed it. But, yeah, I'm just mad as hell. I talk to everybody. If a tree's moving, I talk to it. And most of the people I talk to, they have no concept as to what is reality. Like I said before, I'm a combat vet, and nobody realizes, you know, that death is reality.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad enough to say, and I don't pray for it, but I think the only way that people here are going to realize that Iraqi are people too, and we're losing our own, and people are dying, and reality is not some yuppie TV show where rich yuppies eat maggots for money, you know?
Yeah.
And one thing about it, if it happens here, it'll be an excuse to turn me loose, you know? I'm mad as hell.
I hear you. No, I hear you, Doug. Sure.
It's frustrating, but I still keep at it and keep writing. And you know, if I get published, I can send you a lemon chicken from Guantanamo, man, the way they're going.
Right, exactly.
And I'm buying Kevlar for September when I go to D.C. because who knows, can't stay, here we come, you know.
Yeah, there's always that possibility, isn't there?
And like an earlier gentleman mentioned, too, and I'm dyed-in-the-wool cynic. If dead people could speak, they'd say cynics told the truth, you know.
Yeah.
I don't believe in coincidence at all, you know. Bombings in London, boom, hey, guess what? The same time they're voting on the Patriot Act, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we're floating down that river, you know.
What about the bombings that occurred in Egypt?
I heard about them today, too. Apparently the people at the Carlisle Group didn't do their job training well enough, I guess, for their security forces.
It's just an outrage that
we
have an administration in this country that has, if nothing else, has enabled these events to occur. And as far as I'm concerned, they are more or less directly responsible for most of these events. So,
the checks and the balances. You know, where are these people? Where are these people? Let's get real here. You know, it doesn't take a graduate of Harvard or Yale to realize the difference between right and wrong, Mike.
That's right.
You know, all you need is a single-digit IQ and come out of the garden as a garden slug every now and then, you know, look for something else.
Amen.
It's so sad. You know, I'm almost to tears most of the time. I imagine you are, too, because, hell, I live, eat, and write, and read, and, you know, I breathe it, you know?
Sure.
And I'm probably clinically insane, too, you know?
Well, you know, Doug, keep your powder dry, okay?
Oh, I do. I do that. And, you know, another thing, that Rove can't be all that brilliant, you know? He cannot be all that brilliant to mess with the CIA because they know where he sleeps, they know what he eats, they know what he ate for breakfast, and they know what he has under his mattress, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. There might be something under his mattress that surprises him in the next a couple of days. Doug, I have to leave it there. Thank you, pal.
All right. Be safe, man.
All right. I appreciate you checking in. Blast is calling from Texas. Blast? That's your name? Blast?
Yes, that's a nickname. I'm an old amateur fighter out of Dallas.
All right. Well, hey, Blast. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. We're in real serious trouble, man, with our republic. And we got to do something about it. I don't know what we can do. But vote them all out. That's the only logical way we can go. What I've seen, they've got these Republicans, these evil Republicans, got their goon squad going into churches and you know, intimidating people there to go their way, vote for Bush and all that crap. And then they got them in every state and federal agencies, these goon squads going in there and intimidating them.
Uh-huh.
And that's how they're establishing all across the country. This is how they got this so-called voter base. But I just can't believe that these kind of people got legitimately voted into office twice in a row now. You know, it's just...
No, I can't either. But why do you suppose that what appears to be good old-fashioned American Christians in their houses of worship allow these demons, these monsters, to convince them to do the devil's work? How does that happen?
I mean, they're the disciples of the devil, and they're fooling these people of true faith. You know, they really are. I had some friends, and they're no longer friends anymore, but they invited me to go to church, Green Acres Baptist Church in Dyer, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
See General Boykin, I believe it was.
Oh, my God, that guy who sees the devil over
there,
some...
And I said, you know, I didn't know who he was at the time, and I got in there.
Oh, he's a crazy man.
I started listening to him. I had to walk out. I can't listen to these old right-wingers, even on the radio. If I stumble under one, I got to turn it off. And I got in there started listening to that. I just couldn't believe it.
I hear you. Hey, Blast, I have to leave it there. I hope you call again, because I like your name. You take care, pal. Have a good weekend.
You do the same, man.
All right, sir. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
In his name. We think his Bible should be taught in every nation. And we'll bomb anyone who doesn't feel the same. Welcome to Jesus.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1. Telling the truth since 2004.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Karl Rove's role in the Valerie Plame affair has sent the right-wing BS machine into overdrive. First, Annie Get Your Gun Coulter went on right-wing radio to say that outing a CIA operative was no big deal, because everybody knew Plame worked for the CIA. Then, the chair of the Republican National Committee said Rove hadn't done anything wrong because he didn't actually give reporters Valerie Plame's name. Yeah, right. Rove just said Joe Wilson's wife was CIA and let reporters Google her name. Now there's a rock-solid defense. Bottom line, the White House targeted Joe Wilson for retribution and has been lying for 2 years to cover it up. Meanwhile, Robert Novak, the journalist who first outed Plame, is untouched. And Judith Miller, who never even wrote a story about any of this, is in jail. The White House thinks they can get away with this. Will you let them? This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps to attack obesity. Imagine a rare herb that simply tells your brain you're full. Imagine you can try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine, it's true. H57 Hoodia is finally available in America in its purest form. The Bushmen of Africa have been harvesting Hoodia for thousands of years to curb hunger, and all you have to do is take two pills before each meal to help reduce your hunger. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight than you ever imagined. Don't be fooled by overpriced imitators. Only H57 Hoodia has the pure Hoodia from South Africa that's been proven to work. The amazing results have been featured on 60 Minutes, CBS News, the BBC, and in newspapers around the world. Don't miss out. Call now for your risk-free supply of H57 South African Hoodia. 1-800-227-1185. That's toll-free, 800-227-1185. Unconditional money-back guarantee. 1-800-227-1185. Or visit myh57.com.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
Barry Lynn, Executive Director, Americans United for Separation of Church and State. What about minority rights? What about affirmative action? If John Roberts, he's only been on the bench for 20 months, how are Americans supposed to know where this guy stands on an issue like that? Not to mention, the hard righties out there are already trying to set the table that they can handcuff senators as to what they can ask him or not.
Said, well,
you can't ask him that. Well, nobody knows where he stands on anything.
You know, the Republicans are great about this. They flip-flop all the time. If they want questions asked, hard questions asked, then they say, well, we ask the questions the public has a right to know.
What's your take on Falwell and Robertson and that whole crowd?
Look, they love him. They love him. They are not worried that this is John Souter, David Souter. I know I get it right three times the charm. David Souter, who we knew really very little about and who turns out to be almost a progressive on the court, this is someone they do like, and I think people may be fooled by some of what they hear from even Democrats who say, well, you know, he's well-liked in Washington, and we have to wait for the confirmation hearings and ask him questions. Here's the fear I have, Ed. The confirmation hearings may not begin till September 6th. The first day of the new Supreme Court is October the 3rd. If they draw these hearings out for a couple of weeks, it's going to be too late for people to mobilize. I think people have to look at the record. If they see something that's so bad, like a complete reversal of church-state, if you make that judgment, now's the time to let your elected officials know this is not a consensus candidate. This is not the kind of candidate that Sandra Day O'Connor was, who was very, very nuanced.
Randy Rhodes, loud and left. On the Mike 92.1.
I'd like to give you some good news. The good news is that there's no support for President Bush left in this country. I mean, the poll numbers are so freaking low that you're seeing articles that say conservative, liberals, libertarians, and moderates urge exit strategy. And they're talking about Iraq and the White House. Bye-bye!
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 5 on the Mike 92.1 and the Mike921.com.
I'm going to start charging.
The American Association of Retired Persons is opposing President Bush's plans for Social Security. Why would they do that? If you want to know the truth about old people, talk to the people who know them.
Old people are needy. I need a ride. I need a walker. I need something to eat. Could somebody please help me? I'm in the toilet. I can't get out. It's horrendous.
I had to spend 15 minutes helping my mother find her glasses because she forgot where she put them. Just forgot.
Dude, they crap in their pants.
Enough about World War II. I get it. You were there.
I'm sorry, but if you're going to dinner at 4 o'clock, you really don't need more money.
You liberated Auschwitz. You were there. I understand. Can we watch The Apprentice now?
And when they wear those diapers, they can pee right on themselves, too. Just pee.
Brian! My name is Brian! God! I remember this one time, my uncle, he was on the floor. I thought he was having a heart attack or he's dead or something. Turns out he wasn't. Just on the floor. Who the hell is Bobby? Nobody knows Bobby!
Dude, they crapped their pants.
old people. They oppose President Bush's plans for Social Security. Isn't it time they died already?
Paid for by Swift Boat Veterans for whatever cause is being funded by the right-wing millionaires at the moment.
Wow.
You've done it now.
That's powerful stuff. I mean, it's awful what those people did.
Heads and Al Pals, the nation's leaders in progressive talk, are on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Streaming at themike921.com.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malone.
Hey, little sister, what have you done? Hey, little sister, who's the only one? Hey, little sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, who's the one you want? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for
25 before the hour. This has been floating around, I guess, for about 24 hours. Might as well get it out there. One of our listeners just sent it to me. Orrin Hatch comparing the next U.S. Supreme Court justice, that would be John Roberts, to Jesus. Let me digress for just a second. Anytime somebody inadvertently or deliberately makes a reference, immediately they're attacked by folks who say, "How dare you compare our soldiers torturing people in Guantanamo to what Hitler did to all the people he butchered in Germany." And I, you know, I can understand that. I can. I mean, I really can. I think sometimes it's overwrought. I think people get out of control a bit when someone says Bush is acting like Hitler. I say it all the time. And you ought to see some of the emails I get. But here Orrin Hatch is comparing a judge, a 2 years on the bench judge, to Jesus Christ. Now, where are all the Christians rising up and screaming that their God is being defiled with this sort of comparison? This is what Hatch said on, I think it was on Fox News Channel. He said, quote, "I think senators can ask any question they want." This is regarding the confirmation. "I've said no matter how dumb the question may be, but the nominee doesn't have to answer them. And he should not, under the canons of judicial ethics, he should not answer questions on any issue that possibly could come before the Supreme Court. Otherwise, he would be foretelling how he would vote on those issues, and then they would hold that against him. So it's a little bit like biblical Pharisees, you know, who basically are always trying to undermine Jesus Christ. You know, it goes on the same way. If they can catch him in something, then they can criticize, and the outside groups will go berserk. And that's what drives the People for the American Way, the Alliance for Justice, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights. They're against any Republican. We knew that just no matter who it was, it would be the greatest person in the world. And Roberts is that. They would come out against him. Well, you ugly old son of a bitch, why don't you go back to Utah and find yourself 8 or 10 wives and go do your Bible thing? You old fart. You nasty old fart. And how dare you take the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in such an offhand way, you filthy, filthy Christianist? Can you believe this guy? And that's what drives People for the American Way. No, you dumbass. What drives People for the American Way is what their name implies. People for the American Way, not your sopped-up, stupid religious way. The Alliance for Justice, those are bad people? No, look at the third word there, moron. It's justice, not fascism. It's not the Alliance for Fascism, Orrin. The Leadership Conference on Civil Rights, huh? Look at the last two words there, Orrin, you brain-dead idiot. It says civil rights, even yours. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? Oh, my God. All right, so now we're going to see a whole lineup of Christianists getting their bloomers in a wad because he compared John Roberts to Christ, right? No, wrong. These bobble-headed Christianists will sit back and go, "Yep, yep, that's right, that's right. That's what happened to Jesus and the Pharisees. Yep, 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 that's right. That's what they're doing to old John Roberts. Yep, yep. Warren's right. He sure is. Ba-boom, bounce, bounce, bounce. Yep, yep, bounce, bounce. That's right, that's right." Oh, God, so to speak. Oh, dog. Cheryl is calling from Atlanta. Cheryl, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
When you were earlier in the show, when you were reading this stuff comparing Bush to the Nazis, I noticed that you were reading the thing from the German guy in the Nuremberg trials.
Yeah, the Enabling Act of 1933 that Hitler.
No, I was talking about the one who was saying it's how easy it is to send to convince people to go to war.
Oh yeah, Hermann Göring.
And I wrote you a letter that had a quote, had that quote in it, and I was wondering if you got it or if you got that from some other. Because I would have sent it to your post office box.
Oh, I don't know. I is this important?
No, I was just curious.
Okay,
but,
no, I don't.
Yeah, I mean, that's a definite.
I don't know where I get it. I get about 600 emails a day, and I blow through them as quickly as I can. Right this moment, I'm
that
looking.
That would have been snail mailing to your post office box because I don't have a computer.
Yeah, well, that's you.
Not that it matters. It does, but.
Well, that's usually jammed up, too. The post office is always putting threatening email or threatening notes that said, if you don't get a bigger box, we're going to close you down.
Yeah, that doesn't really matter.
Okay,
it just shows that we think along the same lines. I really enjoy your program, and I appreciate the information you bring.
Well, thanks.
Especially since I don't have a computer, and I don't have cable, so I didn't get to hear the hearings today. So I'm really glad you played some of that. And also, Orrin Hatch, isn't he... Mormon?
I think so.
Because Mormons are not really Christian. They have some really strange beliefs that most fundamentalist Christians would not go along with.
Well, I'll tell you what, though.
Not that really matters.
Not that it matters, yeah, really. Probably the Mormons are probably closer to the biblical teachings of Christ than the so-called Baptists are. Oh, I don't know what I'm talking about. Hey, listen, Cheryl, thanks for checking in. I appreciate your comments. All right,
and while I was on hold, that you were playing my favorite Nazi song again.
Oh, good. You're talking about
Tomorrow Belongs to Me.
Tomorrow Belongs to Me. Isn't that a pretty song?
Oh yeah, it's just a beautiful song, and they're singing about Nazis taking over the world.
I know it's awful. Listen, you have a good weekend. Thanks.
All right, thanks a lot. Bye bye.
Just got an email here from our Southern Fairfield County, Connecticut Bureau Chief. Whew, that would be Charles. Regarding John Roberts and Orrin Hatch's reference, albeit kind of a sideways glancing reference to Christ, Charles writes, "Mike, a very simple test for Roberts during his confirmation hearings. Let's see him walk across water. If he drowns, oh well." Yeah, okay. All right, who else do we want to torture tonight? How about Scott, who's calling from Seattle, Washington? Hey, Scott, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, it's great to hear your show, and I want to say right from the top, man, you know you're doing something, and that's kind of the subject of what I want to talk about. You know, I just like to say to everybody in America who's all up in arms about all this stuff, shut up. Go out and do something.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
the other guy was talking about, you know, I'm just waiting for everybody to get up and do something. Well, why doesn't he go out and do something?
Well, he does. He does. He writes. He does the one thing that you can still do in this country without being arrested and disappeared, although it's not going to be true for very long, and that is he writes letters to the editor. He's in the blogosphere. You know, stuff like that. You got to be careful. I'm telling you, the USA Patriot Act, even though they just the House just reaffirmed it, it's still in effect. And you and I could literally be arrested right now if we say the wrong thing. If we say, you know, I think those insurgents have a good point in blowing things up. If we were to say that, you and I could be arrested.
Yeah, I mean, I was recently just pulled over on a misdemeanor charge for a driving offense, which I haven't really. I was buying a car for my son's mother. I haven't driven in 10 years. I ride an electric bicycle. I sell solar energy. I get stuff passed in the state legislation. I go out and get signatures. I'm saying to the people in America, go out and outlive the idiots. It's not hard.
Yeah, well, that's
your money.
That's a good point. And while you're doing that, learn how and make yourself very familiar with various kinds of weapons.
Well, you know, there's a lot of weapons, and the biggest weapon you can use is money. And I can't stand the capitalist reality. I mean, I believe fascism is tied into with a lot of it. It's a big problem. It's a separator of humanity from the earth or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, you were talking earlier about church. You know, how many churches go out and actually do something? They have a congregation of more than 100 people. Why don't they get up out of their pews on a Sunday and go pick up litter?
That's a great idea. Some of these mega churches with 8, 9, 10, 12, 14,000 members, why don't they just all contribute $10 and take it down to their local food bank and give it to the director of the local food bank? And you know, wipe out poverty in their town, but that'll never happen. Hey, listen, I gotta leave it there. Thanks
all
for
right,
checking.
Bye.
Thanks, Scott. I appreciate you checking in. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
I know that things are different than they were in Daddy's day, but I still believe what makes a man really has a chance. You've got to stand for something.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
More talk and more truth are coming up here on the Mike 92.1.
Whenever I get a letter from a lawyer, I say to myself, look out. Well, attorney William Welsenbach wrote, Dear Mr. Orrick, I've written letters of complaint regarding products that I've purchased. I decided to order your Orrick vacuum cleaner, and I'll tell you that my wife and I are more than pleased with it. It obviously reflects great design and engineering and quality manufacturing. Mr. Orrick, you are to be commended. Believe me, folks, I don't make these letters up.
Every day, it's a battle between you and your feet. And now, they're itching for a fight. So fight back with Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Maximum strength medicine for maximum strength relief in a foot powder or cooling spray. For victory over the odor and wetness. Victory over the itch. Gold Bond foot powder or foot spray. Victory over defeat.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
When he's saying that Karl Rove is someone who's committed to the highest standard in a gay porno theater.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
When I do my corporate speeches, I normally talk to groups that are anywhere from 97% Republican. They know I'm a liberal, and they're normally aware that they're conservative, so sometimes they're a little nervous that I'll do jokes that make them uncomfortable or angry. Here's how I diffuse the situation. I say, as you can probably figure out from my book, Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot, I'm a liberal, and I know you're conservative, and that's okay. See, I've discovered that Democrats can't afford me. Huge laugh. They love this. It makes them feel rich. Then I say, so what I do is I make fun of you, you laugh, and then you pay me. Another huge laugh. Now I can say pretty much anything I want, and they'll just laugh and pay me. Everybody's happy. Democrats are a different story. Unlike corporate events, which, by the way, I love, you can book me on the web, I speak to Democrats for free. I try not to do it too often because, you know, a guy's got to eat. So I pick and choose. And the Democrat I did the most speaking for over the years was Paul Wellstone. Part of it was that I grew up in Minnesota, and Paul knew my folks. In Wellstone's first campaign for the Senate in 1990, my dad was part of a senior citizen theater troupe that did skits for Paul at nursing homes. That's pretty grassroots, don't you think? My dad died in 1993, and my mom went downhill pretty fast. They had been married for 51 years. She got depressed and about 4 years ago went into a severe psychotic depression, which brought with it an exciting element of paranoia. One night at the hospital, I went up to one of the nurses and said, "Excuse me, it's kind of awkward to ask this, but I feel out of loyalty to my mom that I should." "Go ahead," she said. "Yeah, what I was wondering is, are you pumping poisonous gas into my mom's room? And are you videotaping her? And are you not really a nurse, but actually an actress who is trying to kill my mom?" "No," said the kindly nurse. I didn't think so, but I felt I had to ask. Fortunately, the doctors pulled Mom out of it with some miracle drug, but she's never really been the same.
Driving under the influence doesn't just mean alcohol. Many common prescriptions and over-the-counter medications, like some antihistamines and anti-anxiety medications, can also impair your ability to drive safely. For more, visit the National Safety Council at nsc.org.
We're on the mic.
We love listening to 92.1. We call it our radio station.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Mention yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Yeah, I think I did earlier. It's about 10 minutes before the hour. We're just about out of time here. Thanks to our crew in New York. The program is engineered in New York City by resident rock star Jason Isaac and associate producer David Fizikas, who also answers your calls. And who claims to be a rock star himself. Wait, this is rock star night, right? Also, Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, who's not a rock star. Neither is Ben Birch, who runs WhiteRoseSociety.org, where this program and many others are archived. Check it out. Mark Marshall, he may be a rock star. He's our webmaster at MikeMalloy.com. And, of course, Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief, who definitely is a rock star. So that we have a whole orchestra here tonight. All right, Marge in Indiana, welcome to the program. Gosh, we're almost out of time, but I always believe in saving the best for last, right?
Oh, you know, you're going to turn my head with all those kind words.
Turn your head. Oh, my goodness. That's
God.
That's such an outdated expression.
Well.
You remember Buster Brown, don't you?
Yeah,
that's
Buster
my
dog. Dog lived there too.
You and me, Marge. You and me against the world. Now, what you really called about?
Well, you know, quick question. You know, when the weather turns icy cold, you bring in the brass monkeys. What do you do when it turns steamy hot?
What?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I have no idea.
You know, the thing that irritates the hell out of me is they got this. Senator turned actor, what is his name, Fred Thompson's walking Roberts around to introduce him to the folks in the Senate.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, 43 so-called Democrats are voting for the Patriot Act in the House.
I know.
Don't these people read what the hell it is that they're voting on? I guess not. That's a stupid question.
Should we let the audience know that you're really Helen Thomas, or should we keep that a secret?
We're going back to that again.
All right, we'll keep it a secret. Never mind. I just thought you might want to get the truth out, but never mind. Go ahead.
There's a book I got to find, and I got to tell you about it. It's a silly little book, and you find out who Helen Thomas really is.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, as soon as I get the name of it, because I bought it, and I read it, and I sent it to my son, and I don't know, I can't remember the name of it.
Okay.
There was an op-ed piece in my local paper today, and there's a couple of lines in there that I thought you'd like.
Well, let's hear them.
Equating Lincoln to what the Republican Party stands for today is criminal. Try to picture George Bush giving the Gettysburg Address.
Oh, God.
I read that and I laughed out loud and I got to share that with Michael.
Oh my God!
Four and 7 years ago, yada yada yada.
Yeah, yada yada yada.
These people, I swear, you know, I like to read the business page, especially on Friday and Saturday, because it's amazing what you find out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Business pages, you can get some really good stuff. I get the New York Times. I never used to read the business pages, but boy, I do now.
There's a thing called the 18-month rule.
18-month rule?
Yeah. It's been on the books for like about 6 years.
Yeah, what's that?
And, you know, everybody's up in arms about intellectual property rights and all the rest of it.
Right.
Well, it takes about 28 months to process an application for a patent.
Right.
However, with the 18-month rule, after, you know, you've been into the process for 18 months, you've got to put all your intellectual property on the Internet. Like I said, don't these... I don't want to be cut off. I can't find a name that's clean. Read the damn stuff that they're voting on.
No. Don't you remember, I don't know when it was, a year ago, 18 months ago, 2 years ago, 6 minutes ago. I don't remember. But the person, maybe it was, who is the one guy in Wisconsin who voted against USA Patriot Act? Feingold. And he said, it was introduced so quickly, and the vote was called so quickly after the introduction that nobody had a chance to read it. And somebody else said, no, a lot of the stuff that is put in front of us, and I think for some reason, I keep thinking it was Pat Leahy, who said, you know, a lot of the stuff that's put in front of us, we do not have time to read. We just vote on it based on what a staff member may or may not tell us. So the quick answer to your question, Marge, is no. They don't read it. They just don't.
And the thing of it is, you know, they vote on it in the House, they vote on it in the Senate, and then the staff members get together and they rewrite the damn thing and they pork it all up to... Where did I read that? Where was it, in a book or was it a column? You know, the actual bill has no resemblance.
Oh, that's sure.
What, you know, it has a title on it, but what's actually buried in the bill ain't... Jeez. These people, I swear, couldn't find their butts with both hands, and I don't know. They're just so irritating.
Are you getting? I know you're pissed off, but are you getting scared at all, Marge? Do you ever get scared, or do you just stay real angry?
Well, you know, at my age, I've come to the point where if they're going to blow me up, they're going to blow me up. You know, just be quick about it. That's all.
Oh my!
This thing that's going on in London, and then they're making the Brits sound like, you know, they're all walking Winston Churchills.
Yeah.
And there was an interesting article. I don't know how much credence you give to Georgie Ann Geyer, but she had a very interesting column in the Chicago Tribune today about all these people that the Brits and the Europeans took in the last 35, 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they're living there, and they've given them asylum and all this other stuff. And you kind of wonder if we're maybe doing the same thing here. You know,
That's a good point. Marge,
check it out.
I have to leave it there. Thanks, dear heart.
Have a nice weekend.
All right,
you too. Good night.
Take care of yourself. I'll see you Monday, y'all. Have a good weekend. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America. I'm going straight. Have a great weekend, Kevin, Kenny, wherever you are. Just like my mama said, I'm going straight to hell.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
No, my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
No. No, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
The best way to help the investigation come to a successful conclusion is for me not to get into discussing it from this podium. I don't think
podium.
That helps.
If it weren't for that podium,
we'd be over and done.
Wait, but this would be done. I'm going to take a pickaxe to that podium.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm not going to address it from this pile of charred wood.
Weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
I'm Kate. I'm from Madison, and I'm on the mic.
The Mike 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
If you think it's hard to talk to your parents about money, you're right.
Sherry Meyer of the American Savings Education Council.
But just imagine how hard it could be if you don't. Talk to them now about their retirement preparations. You'll be glad you did. Make planning and saving a family affair and choose to save.
Visit www.